Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, Roof Max, Pavestone, and DAP. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get ready to spend some quality time inside and outside your newly remodeled house, because we know you have projects, right? We've been hearing lots about projects throughout the entire spring. We know you're thinking about sprucing up outdoor spaces. We know you're thinking about maybe sprucing up your kitchen, your bathroom, all the most popular projects. Maybe you got a roof issue you're dealing with, thinking about some new windows or doors. Whatever's on your to-do list, we are here to help you get those projects done. So if you need a hand, if you need a recommendation, if you need to know how to get out of some place you got yourself stuck in, reach out to us and we will do just that. Two ways to do that. You can most easily go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. Tell us your question, and it is the quickest way to get a response from us. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, you might be ready for summer, but is your outdoor living space also ready? Before you shift into full summertime mode, we've got a pre-summer checklist to make sure your house is as ready as you are for the sunshine ahead.
And a stepping stone path can be a beautiful addition to your yard or your garden. But while it might seem that you can just plop down a few stones and be done with it, it's really not that easy. I mean, it's not a difficult project, but you can't just go ahead and be like, boops, we're done. So we're going to walk you through this summer weekend project.
Well, by the time most of us spot a roof leak, the water is usually dripping through a ceiling somewhere and quite often a light fixture. But those roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than that. So we're going to share how to catch leaks in the making just ahead.
All right, that's exciting. But first, guys, what's on your to-do list? You know, we want to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call, reach out how you like with your home improvement questions so that we can lend a hand and help you get everything done. I mean, we're in June, guys. It's almost summer. It's like really summertime. So let's get enjoying our houses and get all of those projects done so we can really just relax. Well, maybe for just one weekend.
Go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question. Just click the blue microphone button, and we will get back to you with the answer. The number here also is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Either way, we are here to help you get those jobs done.
We've got Sean from Vermont calling in about painting siding. What's going on at your place?
Hi, I'm just trying to find out the best way to paint T111 siding.
So my first question is, do you want to paint it or do you want to stain it?
I would like to paint it.
Prep is really key, right? So you want to make sure that it's properly clean. And the second thing is to make sure you're using a very good quality primer. Now, I personally prefer solvent-based primers when I can get them because I find that they have better adhesion than water-based primers. But primer's really going to be important. It's really the most important layer, even in some respects more important than the paint, because if you don't get the primer right, that paint's going to have a very short life. And once the primer is on and attached and well-dried and adhered properly, then you could use a top coat paint. Because it's a textured siding, I think that you'll find that this is a difficult project. Well, it's not maybe as difficult as some types of siding, but it would be a good project for a paint sprayer if you had one, like one of the Wagner paint sprayers, if you want to do it yourself. But I guess you could do it with a roller and a brush, except that you're going to be using the roller on the faceboards and the wider part, and you're going to have to brush every groove. What you really want to do is make sure you get a good layer and an even layer, and that's something that you can do more, you have more control over with a paint sprayer than you would by doing it by hand. But remember, prep is really key, followed by primer, followed by the top coat, and then you can choose how you want to apply it, either brushing it and rolling it, or pick up a paint sprayer, which are not, by the way, all that expensive, and they work pretty darn well. I've been using them on fences around my house.
I had heard the advertisement about the Wagner that you guys were talking about. That's why I thought to call you and see if that would be the best thing.
That's a great point, and I do think that's a good option for you.
Awesome. I will have to look into one of those. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Now we've got Tracy in Hawaii who needs some help with a sliding door situation. What's going on?
The slider door's got, like, you know, it's got grit in it. And I had sprayed it with something that was on sale. I don't remember because I got rid of it. But it's like real, it hardened whatever it was. And it's very hard to, I want to, if I can find something to loosen it. And then what should I use on it that won't harden, you know, when I spray it to make it easy?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I would get a really stiff brush. And I would try to, I would brush those tracks to try to loosen up all of that gunk that's there and then, you know, get a vacuum to kind of suck it out of there so you can kind of get the loose dirt out, the junk out of there. And then what I would spray it with is white lithium grease. It comes in a can just like WD-40, but it's not. It's a little thicker and stays around longer. And another thing that you can think about doing is if you can take the door out of the tracks, it makes the whole thing easier, but it's a bit of a tricky job because it depends on how your door is built, but generally you can lift it right out of the track. It'll make the whole thing easier to handle.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Good luck with that project, Tracy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Scott in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I put in a wood deck about a year ago. It's treated lumber, cedar, I think. And the lumber yard or the mill, they stamp it with, like, their stamp that tells the grade or the manufacturer, whatever it is. And I want to stain it with, like, a transparent stain. So I want to figure out how to get that off of there. I've tried power washing it, but that doesn't do any good.
No, you have to sand it. It's in the grain of the wood, so you'd have to sand it out. And you could do that without affecting it because the pressure treatment goes throughout the entire wood, but it'll be a slightly lighter color. But why are you going to go with clear? Why not use a semi-transparent or a solid color stain?
So it looks more weathered.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. I will tell you, the difference between semi-transparent and solid color is probably about 5 years of longevity because the solid color just lasts a lot longer because it's got more pigment in it.
Is that right? Okay. So a solid color will last 10 years?
I think so. I think that's fair. And by the way, you won't have to worry about that stain because it'll just go right on top of it.
Yep, okay. Too easy.
That's what we try to do, Scott. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. But occasionally there actually is an easy solution.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And just ahead, are your outdoor spaces ready for some serious outdoor fun? We're going to share the top four to-dos to help make sure you're good to go when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You live in the Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's facet and concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Well, that's easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks.
That's right. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout, and you're going to get $30 off the ultimate Father's Day gift. Now, this package includes a mouth-watering assortment of Dad's favorites, like Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken breast, juicy boneless pork chops, and mouth-watering pure ground filet mignon burgers. And don't forget to save room for dessert with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. They'll even include a pound of Applewood smoked steak-cut bacon for free.
They also have lots of hand-selected packages that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. Because if there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT when you place your order today and receive $30 off your qualifying order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, guys, whether you're wrapping up a weekend project or maybe looking ahead to your next one, check out the Money Pit podcast. Every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
You know, you've got a project that needs caulk. Trying to pick the right caulk is always a bit of a challenge. But today, we've got a supply of all the right caulk products to send to one lucky listener. We're giving away DAP's Advanced Hybrid Sealants. We've got a six-pack worth about $60. Now, these new sealants totally outperform silicone in key areas like paintability and my favorite wet surface application because, man, can that slow you down when you get rain. There's four different types to cover all of the caulking projects in your home, including the kitchen and bath hybrid sealant, which is good for tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. The products are backed by a lifetime guarantee. Each sealant goes for $9.98, but we've got a set of six to give away worth $60 going out to one lucky listener. To make that you, we need to hear from you with a question. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Laurel from Louisiana on the line with help with a tiling project. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are building a new house right now, and we're putting ceramic tile in the living room and the kitchen. and it's not going to be sealed. So we were wondering what was the best kind of sealant to put on that ceramic tile.
What kind of tile are you using that's not sealed? Are you trying to say that it's not glazed?
No, it was glazed, but I was told that you need to put a sealant over it to make the tile last longer.
No, not true. The glazing is plenty tough enough to protect the tile. The sealant usually refers to the grout. And if you seal the grout, it can help keep it cleaner and repel water. And the grout sealants are silicone based. So as long as you use a good grout sealant, and the time to do this is before you move in, you know, because once you move in, you start grinding some dirt in that tile, it becomes a lot harder to maintain. But if you seal the grout right after the tile is installed, that's the best time to do it.
What would be the best kind to use?
A silicone one. A silicone based grout sealant is what you're looking for.
And you want to look for one that, you know, applies in a manner that you're comfortable with. Like if you're doing a smaller grout line, you would look for one that almost looks like a nail polish brush or like a rolling foam wheel. With a floor tile, you know, you could be looking at a quarter inch to a half an inch grout line. So that's easier to apply. But, you know, you want to make sure you have something that you feel comfortable applying strictly to the grouted areas.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Laurel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in South Carolina is on the line and needs some help defining different types of insulation. Tell us what's going on.
I've put some isolating in my house, and then I heard someone say that closed cell was better, and then I've heard that open cell was better. Could you explain to me the advantages and disadvantages of my home now, choosing either closed cell or open cell insulation?
What type of isolating did you put in? Is it open cell insulation?
Yes, it was open cell.
You know, there's a lot of debate as to which one is better, and I think that both have good qualities. You know, open cell has a good insulating value. It's more susceptible to moisture than closed cell, but it still gives you the benefit of being not only an insulator, but an air barrier. So it protects you against drafts that are going to try to get into the house. The other advantage of open cell is it has better sound absorption qualities. So it's a little bit of a quieter house, and it tends to be more economical to apply. So I don't think you made a bad choice, and Isonine is a good product.
Okay. What would be a reason I would choose closed cell?
That's a good question. I would say that if you were in a very high moisture area like Seaside, then you may want to consider closed cell.
All right. Well, you guys have a great show. Thank you for your time and your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, summer may mean vacation time for you, but it doesn't mean time off from home maintenance. I mean, particularly if you want to make your home more enjoyable when you've got family and friends over for those summer barbecues. So here are four easy-to-dos that are going to help you get your house ready for a season of summertime fun. First of all, you want to set that lawn up for success. Now, the warm weather season is all about being outdoors, so watering and mowing your lawn and taking care of general yard cleanup is a priority. I mean, in general, you're going to want to water two or three times a week and cut your grass to about 2.5 to 3 inches high to keep it healthy. If you have a sprinkler system, you want to check those sprinkler heads and make sure that they're working and that they're aimed correctly. And smart sprinklers can actually help by automatically adjusting your watering based on the weather. And it can all happen even while you're away on vacation.
Next, think about stepping up your deck. You want to repair or replace any damaged floorboards on your deck or your porch, and keep it looking fresh by using cleaners or a pressure washer to give your wood surfaces a fresh coat of stain and seal it at least every couple of years. Now, the same goes for any fencing around your property. You're going to want to repair, replace, and maintain any sections of fence or posts that need attention, or maybe any sections that are leaning. And if the sections have settled, if they're sitting too close to the ground, undercut them so you maintain a 3 to 4 inch clearance. This is going to help prevent those wood boars from rotting away or attracting wood-destroying insects.
Yeah, now don't forget about your ceiling fan. If you're lucky enough to have a summer room with a ceiling fan, now is the time to clean those blades. You want to dust off the top of the blades so that they're not spreading around all that dust and pollen. And you want to make sure that the blades are tilted in the right direction to give you a cooling airflow. Now, most ceiling fans have a small reversing switch on the side of that motor. It's really little, but you can see it. And that's going to change the blade direction, and you do so every season. You know, one for the warm months, one for the cool months.
And last, let's talk about bugs. Unfortunately, summertime also brings summer pests. You want to try to eliminate any standing water in your yard where pesky mosquitoes may breed. Clean out those gutters and downspouts so they won't clog or create any pools of water. And in addition to eliminating standing water around your property and protecting yourself with mosquito repellent, you can also disrupt that mosquito life cycle using a mosquito trap. Like, we use Dynatrap around here, which is pretty cool. We plug it in the spring, we unplug it in the fall, and it definitely reduces the number of mosquitoes. In fact, you know, we rarely get bites now in the summer because of this thing. And if you've got a screened-in porch, now's the time to check for holes or tears in those screens to keep out any bugs and insects. So, look, you could spend a weekend just kind of going around and taking care of all of these little fix-ups, and then you'll be good to enjoy that space for the entire summer season.
Now we're heading on over to Kansas, where Russ has a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Okay. I've got a farm that I bought 8 years ago, and on the farm is a very large, very old barn. A matter of fact, the loft is large enough that you could probably fit a regulation-sized basketball court inside of it. According to the graffiti inside the barn, it was built in either 34 or 38. And it was done originally with cedar shake shingles with 1x4 stringers, what, about every 4 inches or about 3.5 inch spacing,
yep,
between them.
I know the construction well.
Okay. And as you know, those cedar shingles are not going to be in very good condition as of this point. So I know I'm going to have to go up there, try to figure out a safe way to work up there so I can remove the cedar shingles so I can prep it to go back with probably a metal roof. The question is, you know, I'll have to screw the roof down. The question is, will I be able to go directly with the 1x4s with the metal roofing, or would I be better off nailing everything fully and putting down some plywood or OXB?
Well, I think that a good roofer could work with the 1x furring strips that are up there right now. Because, frankly, that's the way metal roof was originally put down. It wasn't put down in solid sheathing. It was put down on strips just like that. So I think that that's a fine option for you. I don't think you need to do the sheathing in this particular case. If you were going to put down asphalt shingles, I'd say you need to sheathe it. But for metal roof, you may have to do some additional carpentry to get the strips, you know, where you want them to make the seams on the roof and so on. But I don't see a reason for you to sheathe this barn. I think the metal can go right on top of that.
Okay, so to patch the rotted 1x4s and maybe put in somewhere where seams are, and we should be good that way?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you have any suggestions on how to safely work on a 45-degree pitch?
Yeah, call a roofer. It's not a do-it-yourself project. I mean, that's a really high-end project, and if you do it every day, you have all the appropriate safety gear and scaffolding and skill set to be able to work on that. That's a very dangerous place to try out your do-it-yourself skills, because handling those big sheets up there, you get a wind gust and, you know, you start flying off the roof. Those medical bills add up very quickly. So I would definitely recommend that you have a professional do this.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there who are celebrating, and even the dad figures in everybody's life. You guys do such a great job, and we're so thankful for you. So we hope you are enjoying your day. This is the Money Pit, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You got a project that needs to get done? Well, just share your project online or with the Angie app.
With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros. To find the best price for your project, download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Coming up, a stepping stone path is a beautiful addition to a yard, as well as preventing foot traffic from damaging your lawn. We're going to share tips on how to build one that's going to stand up to all the seasons when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to take your calls at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can? Can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on, but as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on, then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nell's in Oregon. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with flies. We have 3 heat pumps in the house, and it takes in the air at the base of the windows, and every year we get flies that come up out of those return ducts. There's electronic filters down there, and I can't imagine where they're coming from.
Well, they may be nesting in the house, and they're birthing themselves right into existence. And the reason they're probably hanging out around the return ducts is because that's where air gets drawn into the furnace, and they might, this might be part of that airflow. I can't really diagnose exactly what you need to do to get rid of those, but I do know somebody that can. And if you go to the Orkin website, you know, our show expert is a guy named Greg Bauman, who I've known for many years. He used to be the expert for the National Pest Management Association. Now he's the director of training for Orkin. They have an expert section on their website, and if you post that question there and maybe even put a photo of the flies, I'm sure that you'll be able to get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Great. Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, a stepping stone path really is a beautiful addition to your yard or even your garden. But while it seems like a project that you can just, you know, throw around a few stones and you're done with it, it's actually not that easy.
Well, absolutely. In fact, this is a project that requires just as much care and work as even a full paver patio, because it really comes down to planning ahead and properly preparing the base that the stones are going to sit on.
Yeah, now, in a way, it's kind of like building a bunch of smaller paver patios because you want the grass to grow between those steps, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. So the first step is to really set the stones at a comfortable distance from each other. So this is going to take into account kind of your stride and what's going to be most comfortable in the size of the stones that you use. Then you just cut the sod or the grass around the outside perimeter of each stone. And once that's done, you can flip the pavers out of the way and then cut that sod outline out completely and dig down along the edge. Now, the depth is important. It should be the stone's thickness plus about 1.5 inches, because that's the thickness of the stone bed you'll need underneath the paver. Now, to create that stone bed, you just mix stone dust with water in a wheelbarrow. Then you fill that base where you cut out the grass to fill in that extra 1.5 inches you dug out. And then lastly, you put that stone back into place. Now, once you set it, you're going to maybe pound it with a rubber mallet to eliminate any air pockets and get it to kind of sit down just right. And those stones should stay right where you left them for years and years to come. Just don't skip that step of creating the base, or you're going to see a stone that settles and becomes a tripping hazard. But by taking that one extra step, this is going to be something that's really going to stand up for the long haul.
You know what I saw recently? A really nice project for a stone path where every year you take a foot cast of your children, like 1 year's the right foot, 1 year's the left foot, and you kind of alternate every year and you replace the stones on your pathway year after year. And when the kids are grown, you kind of have this, like, beautiful storytelling line of their growth. Like, it was such a nice idea, and especially on Father's Day.
Yeah, so basically they start as little footprints, and as the path extends, they become bigger footprints as they grow up.
Heather in Texas is dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have, like, black spots in my restroom, and I'm not sure if that's mold, and I would like to know how can you fix it.
Without seeing it, I can't tell you, but if they're black spots, it probably is mold. And where are these spots? Is it on the wall, shower curtain, tile, where? Ceiling?
In the wall.
On the wall. Do you have wallpaper on the wall?
No.
What you might want to do is mix up a bleach and water solution, about 10 to 15% bleach and the rest water. Spray it on those spots, let it sit for a bit of time, and then wipe it down with fresh water. So if there is mold there, that will kill it. The reason we usually get mold in bathrooms is because they're wet and damp all the time. A couple of things that you can do there is, do you have a bath exhaust fan in this room?
No.
Well, you should have one. And this is one of the reasons you should have one, because it will draw air out of that room when it gets damp, especially if you hook it up to a humidistat, so it's only running when there's moisture in the room. If you don't have that, then the only thing that you can do is just get into the practice of wiping down walls or using a squeegee to wipe most of the water off the bath, shower walls, that sort of thing, every single time and leaving the door open. But if you don't have a bath exhaust fan, you're always going to be fighting this. When you do repaint next time, make sure you use a paint that has a mildicide built into it, because that can also further reduce the chance of developing mold. Okay, Heather?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. The next time you've got a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com, and that's A-N-G-I.com.
And just ahead, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know that getting it fixed fast can qualify as a minor emergency. But that leak actually began forming long before you spotted it. We're going to share how to spot those leaks early in today's roof review tip, presented by RoofMax, next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So, the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not get Dad what he really wants? Omaha Steaks. They're perfectly aged, they're always tender, and they are guaranteed to be delicious.
That's a great idea. And if you head over to omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, you'll even get $30 off qualifying orders.
Dads are going to love the mouthwatering packages like the bacon-wrapped filet mignons and the gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts,
burgers, and jumbo franks.
Yeah, and don't forget to save room for dessert. Most of the gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. So visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT to get $30 off your qualifying order.
That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. Save $30 and make Dad's day.
Minimum order is required. See site for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful Father's Day weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying this time with family. If you've got questions, you've got projects that you want to get done, maybe you want to do something for Dad, wouldn't that be nice? Give us a call. We'll help you out. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, here's a reason to reach out to Team Money Pit. We've got up for grabs a supply of DAPS Advanced Hybrid Sealants. Now, this is worth $60, and the new sealants outperform silicone in key areas like paintability. Tom loves that wet surface application, but also you're going to get crystal clear clarity once it's dry. So it's really the best performing out there. Now, there's four different types to cover all of your caulking projects, window, door, and siding sealants, kitchen and bath. I mean, something for every area, even cement. So it's definitely great. It's backed by a lifetime guarantee. The tubes themselves go for $9.98, but we've got a set of six worth $60.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. Very handy thing to have around. There's always a caulking project to do. So give us a call right now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you do, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you might just win yourself a supply of caulk.
Cheryl in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it along the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. Then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I just wondered if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to Quikrete.com, you look at the listings for projects. There are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up to a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Oh, okay. Cool. TheQuikrete.com. Thank you so much.
Well, by the time most of us spot a roof leak, that water is actually dripping through a ceiling somewhere. But roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than you seeing that water coming in the house. We're going to share how you can catch the leaks in the making in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. Now, there's a lot of ways that roof leaks can form, but the vast majority of these leaks happen at points where roof sections intersect. So this is where the roof gets the most movement, I mean, in terms of expansion and contraction, and then that movement definitely is what leads to a leak.
Yeah, and here are some good examples. First, let's talk about roof valleys. Now, this is where different sections of your roof come together. They typically form a V, and this happens, it's going to either have metal flashing that lays at the bottom of that V, or the shingles are going to overlap and sort of lock together. But because this is an area where water collects on its way down to your gutters, and it's an intersection of two big sections, we will frequently find that leaks form when that flashing wears out or the shingles crack from all of that movement.
Now, another place is plumbing vents. I mean, have you ever noticed how many of these pipes are sticking out of your roof? Those are all plumbing vents, and they share a very common form of rubber-sealed flashing boot that kind of goes over the vent and then under the shingles. Now, the problem is that that rubber seal does wear out from exposure to sunlight, and then it's going to leak. And that's usually showing up in your bathroom or your kitchen ceilings just below where that pipe breaks through the roof.
And finally, let's talk about chimneys. Now, if you've got a brick chimney that goes through the roof, the flashing system is made up of two parts, which we call flashing and then counterflashing. They form a sort of sliding joint that allows for normal movement of the chimney due to wind. Now, unfortunately, when these flashing systems leak, lazy repairs are common, like just slapping on some roof cement on top of the whole thing instead of properly rebuilding that original flashing.
Yeah, and now all of these situations can cause big roof leaks, but they're easy for a pro to spot early before it's happening. Companies like RoofMax offer a maintenance package that's going to focus on the most leak-prone areas of your roof, and RoofMax's experts are going to inspect your roof and then make minor repairs to the most common issues, and that's all going to help protect your home.
And that's today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. A RoofMax treatment restores flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, extending life by as much as 15 years. RoofMax treatments come with a 5-year flexibility guarantee and is purchased through a nationwide network of factory-trained and certified dealers who also apply the treatment. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, the home to skilled neighborhood professionals. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Coming up, Lisa has moles in the garden, so we've got some tips on a pesticide-free way to evict them when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Garden, and we've done it, and it's worked really, really well in those years that we've had a mold problem around the house. So that's the way that you deal with molds that are in the garden. If they're in the lawn, you can use the grub control products. But when they're in the garden, you got to be a lot more careful.
All right. Hope that helps you, Lisa. Now we've got Denise Roden saying, I'd like to update and refresh my kitchen. My cabinets are in good shape, but the doors don't match on three of them. Can I just buy replacement doors for those cabinets?
Well, I don't know what you think, but understanding that temptation to replace just those three unmatched doors is a challenge. I think it might be a better option to replace all the doors. I doubt they're going to be able to find, like, the exact door that you have there. And I don't know how mismatched the one is that you have or the three are that you have now. But the other option is to think about painting your cabinets because, you know, those painted kitchen cabinets, that's like a thing today, right, Leslie? I mean, more people are going the paint look than they are for the wood look than ever before. So if you ever were thinking about painting your kitchen cabinets, now's the time to do it because it really is quite stylish.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if they're mismatched because of the style, then for sure replace those and then think about doing a uniform finish all over them, whether that's, you know, restaining all of them to match or painting all of them. But either way, like once the doors match in style, you know, framework style, shaker, whatever it is, as long as they look the same, then let's talk about what they can look like. And I do love a painted cabinet. I'm telling you, we didn't redo our kitchen a couple of years ago. We painted all the cabinets. And I had it done by a pro. They were sprayed. They really did a great job. They are standing up. And it looks so different and so improved. And the space feels bigger and brighter. And it wasn't that big of a project. I mean, yes, we had to empty everything out. Yes, things were labeled. But the pro did it. They came out beautiful. They put them all back together. But it is a DIY project if you're up for it, and they really can come out great.
Yeah, I totally agree. Definitely a project you can do yourself. And, you know, the way to do that is to take all the doors off, take the drawers out, work on it one piece at a time, and you're just going to love the result.
And then even add new hardware, and you're going to just be blown away.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we so appreciate you joining us on this beautiful Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads and the dad characters that are out there amongst us. We know you give so much to your families, and we so appreciate the opportunity to help you with those projects that you're tackling all year long. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRogster. President Biden today held the first major political rally of his reelection campaign, appealing to unions and claiming his economic agenda is boosting the middle class when endorsements from his core constituency don't find support in his overall approval numbers, especially on the economy.
RealClearPolitics.com publishes an online average of political polls. As of Friday, Mr. Biden's approval is only 41%, while his disapproval stands at 54.6%. On issues of the economy, that gap widens to less than 38% approve to nearly 60% disapprove. When the topic focuses on inflation, that gap widens even more to only 31% approve and 64.5% disapprove. And drilling down to the question of direction of the country, the president's approval falls to only 23% who believe the country's headed in the right direction, and almost 66% who say it's heading in the wrong direction. George Williams reporting.
A heat wave is gripping parts of Texas with triple-digit temperatures. Correspondent Julie Walker has more in this report.
National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Prater in Fort Worth, Texas, says moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is to blame.
What's really going is the humidity, and that's making the heat index, or the feels like temperature, really skyrocket.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Corpus Christi all hit temperatures in the mid-90s Friday, but the heat index was at least 110.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Prater says they're telling people to avoid extended periods of time outside.
I don't think anybody would really be comfortable in 108, 109 degree heat indices.
She says Texas's heat wave is expected to break later next week. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis can be found at townhall.com.
Kagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Cyclone Biparjoy weakened in western India and is now headed towards Pakistan. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports over 100,000 people have returned to their homes.
In the coastal village of Jakhal in Gujarat, many were still stuck in a local shelter, waiting to return home. However, over 130 people had left the shelter so far. After the landfall, the cyclone uprooted trees and electricity poles in hundreds of villages along the coastal regions of Gujarat. Officials said electricity had been restored in many villages, but some were still without power. Local resident Ahmad said the damage to his rental boats was minor. The storm had wind speeds of up to 53 miles per hour and gusted up to 65 miles per hour through the coastal areas of Gujarat. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Finally, redemption for a former slave.
A man who fled Arkansas in 1841 seeking freedom in Canada, only to be forcibly returned to the U.S., has now been honored with a historical marker in the city where he once labored. The extradition of Nelson Hackett from Canada on a theft charge sparked an uproar north of the border, which had long been viewed as a safe haven for escaped slaves. Canada never did send another fugitive from slavery back to the U.S. A marker honoring Hackett now has been installed in Fayetteville's downtown square. Jason Walker reporting.
Officials say letters containing suspicious white powder sent to lawmakers and other public officials across the state in Kansas. No injuries reported among the 30 letters delivered thus far. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, RoofMax, Pavestone, and DAP. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to wish a very happy Father's Day for the dads that are out there and the dad figures in your lives. Maybe you've got a project you'd like to take on to help dad out, or one you want to get done for yourself or your family or your friends. If you've got such a project and you need some home improvement help, well, that's why we're here. We're here to help you get them done. So if you need a tip, you need a trick, you need to find a pro, you want to know if you're paying the right price, if you want to know what comes first, second, and third, or if you're stuck in the middle of a project and need some help, well, all great reasons to reach out to us, because that's what we do. That's what we've been doing for many, many years. In fact, we've been doing it on this podcast for 2,319 episodes, which is the number for today's episode. So if you've got a project you're planning, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, record your question, and get the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, it's a great time of year for outdoor living, and if you want to step up your space, we've got some tips on how you can build your very own fire pit.
And also ahead, why limit your outdoor living to the backyard when there's great space available in your front yard? We're going to discuss ideas for an inviting social front yard outside your home.
And summer is prime time for painting projects, and the new high-efficiency airless paint sprayers are making these projects oh so easy. So we're going to explain how they work to help you cut painting time by about a third.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you working on this weekend? Are you maybe tackling a project for the father in your life? Maybe you need some help getting that job done quick before he comes back for the surprise? Well, whatever it is, give us a call and we'll lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Martha in Ohio is on the line with a leaky door and a leaky window. What is going on?
We had some sliding glass doors in our family room that's paneled, and we had them taken out, and we wanted just a picture window in there. So when they came to do the picture window, they took the door out, the sliding doors out, and, you know, the foundation was like, oh, maybe a block or two up, and the, you know, door had been left empty down lower. So what they did was they took 2x4s, I think it was, wood, and built up to the block level and then proceeded to put in the supports for the window. So now when I made a flower bed out there, and now when the ground gets real saturated and water tends to puddle there, it runs under the wood, through the wood.
Not surprised. And, well, so it sounds like instead of building the foundation up with concrete block, which is what they should have done, they sort of filled it in with wood framing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
what,
probably wasn't the best choice.
Can we seal that, or do we need to start over?
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of hard to advise that you seal something that was never done right to begin with. I mean, it really should have been a concrete block. But having said that, if you are going to trap that much water against the foundation, whether it's a wood patch or a concrete block, it's still going to leak. You just can't hold that kind of water against the foundation. We advise against this all the time, Martha, because those sorts of planters and other, anything else that holds water against the house is just not a good idea, especially in an area like Ohio where you've got a pretty significant freeze-thaw cycle. Because if that water that saturates the soil, that soil freezes, it's going to push inward on that wall and weaken the basement wall. So I would recommend, if you are going to have a planter, that you've got to have some drainage in there so that the water does not puddle up. Because if you do trap it against the wall, regardless of how that wall is built, even though it wasn't repaired correctly, it's going to leak and it's going to cause damage. So I think the issue really is what you did after the fact more so than what they did to install the picture window. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, thank you so much and have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Gary in Virginia is on the line and is dealing with some odor coming from the sink. Tell us what's going on.
We do have a problem in the bathroom. I'm not sure where it's coming from. I don't know whether it could be trapped gases or whether it could be, I don't think it's anything in the water because it's just in the bathroom. But a lot of times when we take a shower, you know, get out and, now if we get dried off and everything and leave the bathroom, we come back in, it's a terrible odor in there. It smells like, you know, kind of like a sewer, I guess, maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, we've had our septic pumped out, last year, and it, you know, it's not that, but, and it not only happens in the shower, it can happen in the, like if, we use the tub, or sometimes if we're at the sink, you know, like we shave, if I shave or something like that, and finish up, it's like it comes up to the, through the pipe, but it doesn't happen every time. It could happen twice a week. It could happen no time.
It sounds like something we call biogas. You get bacteria that will form in the drains and in the traps and in the fittings around there, and the bacteria itself has an awful odor to it. So
yeah.
What I would do is I would take the trap apart for the bathroom sink because you can get to that. I would you know, use a bottle brush and scrub the heck out of all of that. I would put it back together and fill the entire trap with oxygenated bleach and let it sit. I would do the same thing for the bathtub. I would take the drain cover off. I would use a bottle brush to get down there and scrub the insides of those pipes, and I would fill those with oxygenated bleach and let them sit because the bleach is going to kill those microbes, kill that bacteria, and that should make a difference. If it is biogas, it smells terrible. And
but why wouldn't it do that at you know, every time.
Well, sometimes it's more active than others is all I could say. But, you know, it depends on a lot of things, including the air pressure in the room. You know, if the room happens to have a lower pressure because of other things going on in the house, you know, it may draw out or not. So that it's probably there all the time. It's just that you don't smell it because of the airflow.
Yeah, you know, what we've had, you know, a plumber look at it, and, you know, he's just, he can't find the answer either. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I think if you Google biogas, you'll see that there are a lot of folks that have the same issue, and this is how you solve it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right, Gary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Need a pro for a project? Well, with Angie, you can request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And just ahead, we've got step-by-step tips on how to build a fire pit in your very own backyard. That's all coming up when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Well, that's easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks.
That's right. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout, and you're going to get $30 off the ultimate Father's Day gift. Now, this package includes a mouth-watering assortment of Dad's favorites, like Omaha Steaks Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken breast, juicy boneless pork chops, and mouth-watering pure ground filet mignon burgers. And don't forget to save room for dessert with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. They'll even include a pound of Applewood smoked steak cut bacon for free.
They also have lots of hand-selected packages that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. Because if there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT when you place your order today and receive $30 off your qualifying order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, you've got a decor dilemma, reach out to us right now by going to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Reach out to Team Money Pit. Let us know what you are working on, and we might just pick you to win our prize this hour. It's a supply of DAPS Advanced Hybrid Sealants worth $60. Now, the new sealants outperform silicone in key areas like paintability, which is great because you know sometimes that paint just not go on well. But with DAP's advanced hybrid sealants, you are going to get a beautiful painted surface. Now, there's four types to cover all caulking projects in your home, including the self-leveling concrete sealant that requires no tools, it stays flexible, and it's not going to crack, shrink, or bubble. And they're backed by a lifetime guarantee. $9.98 a tube, but we've got a set of six worth $60.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Susan in California is on the line and needs some help with a driveway makeover. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm so glad you said the money pit because that's exactly what it is. And now it's the driveway, about 1,200 square feet. And it's about 38 years old, and it needs something else done, and I really don't want to resurface it with blacktop. What are my options?
So it's an asphalt driveway now? That's what you're starting with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, I got news for you, Susan. A 38-year-old roadway needs to be replaced, and that's exactly what you have. Whether it's a road that goes down the street or a road that's a highway, nothing lasts 38 years. And if you've gotten 38 years out of that driveway, it's time for a new one. And sure, you can keep slapping sealer on it and patching the cracks and all of that, but at that age, it's got to go.
What's the best way? Do they just remove the whole thing and then start from scratch, or what's the best way to go?
I think that's the best way. In most cases, that's the best way. You can resurface it, but if you want to make sure that the base is really solid, you know, you would take off the old, they would put a new base down, they would compact it with machines so it's really, really solid, and then they would apply new asphalt on top of that. I would make sure I got a specification as to exactly how many inches of this material they're going to put down so that you can compare apples to apples when you're looking at different contractors. But I think that's going to be your best solution.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Michael in Virginia is on the line and is working on a decking project. Tell us about it.
Hey, so I've got a 12x12 deck that came with the house, and it's about 20 years old. So boards are starting to peel up, and I'm no longer able to get a screw to stick in the sublayment. Am I able to sister the underlying boards with 2x4s or something to build up the base, or am I better off replacing all of the substructure along with the deck?
So if it's 20 years old and it sounds like it's not pressure-treated, and if the existing floor joists have decayed to the point where they won't even hold a screw or a nail, I think it's time to replace that deck structure and all, because you're... You know, the clock is ticking now, and it's going to be potentially very unsafe in a very short period of time. So what I would tell you to do is to remove it, replace it, and consider using composite for the decking surface. You can use pressure-treated for the frame, but use composite for the decking surface. Between the composite and the pressure-treated, you know, you'll get more than another 20 years out of it.
Okay. Now, I've looked at composites, and price-wise, they're pretty pricey. Am I going to be able to save a few bucks by going to a heavier-duty... like a 2x6 kiln-dried board and sealing all that when it goes in?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't use 2x6. What I would use is 5/4x6 if you want to go with the wood decking. But you're going to have to seal and stain that, you know, every couple of years. The thing with composites is all you got to do is clean it. I mean, if you look at like a big box store like a Home Depot, I mean, those composites are not terribly expensive. They look really good.
All right. I'll have to check them out.
Because remember, you're not replacing the floor joists with it. You know, you're only doing the deck surface. So if it's 12 by 12, you know, that's 144 square feet. That's 288 lineal feet. It's probably worth it.
I see. Now, we are thinking about expanding it out a few feet, too.
Yeah, well, that would be the time to do it, you know.
Okay.
So you're doing the substructure is still all of the pressure-treated lumber because you need that for the support. And then all of the decking itself and the fascia boards, and you can even do the railings, all of that can be the composite. And it's really gorgeous. You know, I have one that's sort of mid-range, but it has an interesting grain to it and almost looks like an ipe. You know, you can get ones that are super simple, and you can get ones that really look exotic, and I think that's where your price point's going to swing a lot.
Now, how do you deal with the railings and the fencing it in?
So the posts would come up, and that would be, you know, the basis for your supports, and that would be your pressure-treated lumber, and that would be built up through from the substructure, and then there are sleeves that go over it in the composite. Now, you can get ones that match your decking, or you can go with white.
And then for the substructure, now, I am talking about staying this out. There are these concrete, I don't know, they're about a foot by a foot blocks that you can buy that you can lay your 4x6 across for, they say it's for... decking like in the yard. Am I better off doing that or poured concrete?
There are prefabricated footings for decks. They look like sort of like pyramids, but they're not like one by one. They're like one by one by about 3 feet tall, and they have a place for a bracket on top. I've used those. They work really well. They're a little harder to install because you've got to be more accurate with where the hole is. But frankly, I think the easiest thing to do is just to dig it yourself, a 1 foot by 1 foot square that's a couple of feet deep, and mix up 3 or 4 bags of Quikrete and make that the footing, and then you can drop the pressure treated right into that. And if you use the right level of pressure treated, it can actually be in ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, I really enjoy hiking, and after a long day on the trail, there's nothing quite like relaxing around a campfire. Well, you can actually have that campfire feeling all year long in your very own backyard when you build your own fire pit.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not a difficult project, and the easiest way that you can get it done is by using precast outdoor building blocks. Now, Pavestone has a brand called Rumblestone that you stack and fit together kind of like Legos. I mean, Rumblestones, they're easy, fast, it's affordable, it's a great way to upgrade your backyard with amenities like outdoor kitchens, benches, a fire pit. So here's how. Now, the first step is you've got to pick an area far enough away from any other buildings. Now, once you've got that spot selected, you want to excavate down a few inches in the shape of the fire pit that you want to build, and then tamp and level that base.
Now, next is the fun part. It's as easy as stacking blocks. Now, if you've got a round fire pit that's maybe about 10 inches high and about 45 inches across, you only need two sizes of Rumblestone, the mini blocks and the trapezoidal-shaped blocks. And you start by creating a stable, level project area. All you need to do is to lay out those trapezoidal and mini blocks in a circle. You alternate each one, and they can even be secured with construction adhesive. There is no mortar required. So if something's a little wobbly, just squirt a dab of construction adhesive underneath it, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and three layers of the Rumblestone really is all you need. For the second and third level, you want to offset the blocks from the layer beneath it, and then just line the bottom with sand, and you're going to be ready to fire up those s'mores in no time. Now, Pavestone offers Rumblestone fire pit kits with everything that you need, starting at $250, and they're available at the Home Depot. For a complete material list and instructions and even more info, visit pavestone.com and look for the Rumblestone videos under the how-to guide. Paul in New York is on the line. What can we do for you at your money pit?
I'd like to finish my basement, make a more usable area, but I have a problem with some water leakage at times. I believe the construction is called a floating slab, where there's a weep channel around the edge of the basement that goes into a sump pit.
Tell me, when do you seem to have the biggest problem with signs of water coming in or actual water coming in?
Heavy rains.
All right, so I got great news for you. You don't need anything more than some minor adjustment in the grading and drainage outside. Whenever you have water that leaks in after a heavy rain, that's always caused by exterior drainage conditions that are just not right. And usually it's as simple as not having the right gutter set up around the house. You need to have gutters. They need to be clean and free-flowing. And the downspouts, and this is where most people get it wrong, have to be extended a minimum of 4 to 6 feet away from the house, because those first few feet at the foundation perimeter are where water collects and saturates and then goes down into those basement walls and shows up as a leak inside. So I want you to look at that very, very carefully. The second thing is the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter has to pitch away from the house. And it has to do so with soil that can drain. Sometimes we see people that pile up a lot of mulch around the house, or they have a lot of topsoil around the house, or they have sort of like a brick edging around some landscaping that kind of acts as a retention pond and holds the water against the house. You basically want to move that water, that first few feet around the house, move it away, get it going so that it drains away. It can drop about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, but after that, it can move slower with a gentler slope away from the rest of the house. Those two things will solve the vast majority of flooded crawl spaces and flooded basements in this country. The only time you need to install a very expensive sub-slab drainage system is when you have a high water table, and that behaves differently. When you have a high water table, water comes up very slowly. Generally in the winter, it's typically higher, and then goes down very slowly. And you can actually physically see that water sometimes ponding in a sump pit or something like that. But when you have rain or snow melt and you get water in your basement, that's because of drainage, and that's really easy to fix. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We hope you're celebrating with family and friends and having just a lovely, lovely day. This is the Money Pit presented by Angie. If you're wondering what your project's going to cost to get done, well, Angie has guides to tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Coming up, are you overlooking your front yard as a perfect area to socialize with your friends and family? We've got tips on the best ways to use this outdoor living space next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie caught a survey this week that highlighted the five biggest decor regrets. You want to hazard a guess as to what's among that top five?
I can guess, and you know I love it. I'm going to say wallpaper.
No, it was not a top five decor regret. No, number one, two, and three, for some odd reason, have the same number of responses. Shag carpeting, we can all agree with that. Here's one I haven't even thought about for a while. Conversation pits and recessed seating. Very sort of what, 60-ish?
That's like a very genre, era specific. And goes along with the shag carpeting, by the way.
Of course, yes. Well, here's another one that happens right today. It's happening all across the country. And that has to do with TVs, how they're mounted. TVs mounted above eye level or TVs mounted above a fireplace. People regret them. And probably because you get a crick in your neck by having to look up all the time. It's not really a good angle for that. And it's not a good angle for the sound, because the sound kind of goes over your head, right?
I mean, we have it for lack of any other place to put it. And I did like a beautiful overmantel. I mean, the whole thing looks lovely. But I could see that. Plus, there's like two ideal spots in the room and everybody fights over them. So, yeah, I get it.
And the last one is one we hear about time and time again, wood paneled walls. Can't blame you for that.
That's so funny. People were reaching back.
Well, you can keep reaching back to us with questions on how to get rid of those wood paneled walls, and we will walk you through that project and many more. The number here, 888-MONEYPIT, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Now we've got Allison in New York on the line who has an unwanted visitor at their money pit. What's going on?
My husband, I wish he was on with me, but our mission is to humanely trap, we believe to be a squirrel that's running between the drop ceiling in our basement. And my husband said 2x8 joint rafters. It's like a 2-inch space only. And
what I want you to do is to go out and pick up a trap called a have a heart trap. Now, these have-a-heart traps are live traps in that they're going to catch this squirrel, and then you're going to pull this trap out, and you can take them out to the woods somewhere and release them. What you do with the have-a-heart trap is, once you get it set up, in the back of the trap, where you want the squirrel to kind of end up, put an apple back there, and don't just put it back there, but wire it to the back wall of the trap. Take a piece of, like, picture wire, thread it through the apple, and kind of tie it off. So, because I tell you what, even though these traps are good, those squirrels and other small rascals can sometimes grab that without tripping the door. But if you wire it to the back of the trap, they don't have a chance. And set it near the opening wherever you can get access to it. And I'll tell you, sooner or later, that squirrel's going to wander in that trap, and bam, you'll hear the door slap, and they will not be happy. They'll kind of be running in circles trying to figure out a way to get out. But you can cover them with a blanket, throw them in the back of your car in the trunk, and take it out somewhere. And then as you open that up, believe me, they're not going to stand around to kind of talk about it with you. They'll just bolt. As soon as you lift that door, they will bolt into the woods.
Okay.
I hope that helps you out, Allison. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you enjoy outdoor living, you'll want to make use of all the space you can, including your front yard. Social front yards are a growing trend that are designed not only for curb appeal, but as a functional space for relaxing and socializing with neighbors.
Yeah, you know, the best designs for a friendly front yard make social and functional areas feel connected rather than fragmented. Now, you can do this by limiting obstacles that impede sight lines at the edges of the yard. So to create that feeling of sort of outdoor rooms, you can do that by clustering potted plants to then kind of frame that specific seating area while still keeping the entire yard connected.
Now, to make those areas a bit homier, you can add seating areas with fire pits, bistro tables, porch swings, or lounge chairs. And movable furnishings keep things more affordable and adapt to different functions. And for a convenient family-friendly setting, place adult seating near children's play areas.
Yeah, and speaking of the kids, you know, it's great if they can play in the front yard, but you might need some fencing to keep them safe from the street. If you do, you want to consider semi-transparent options like waist-high fences with moderate gaps instead of those imposing barriers like tall hedges and solid fencing. This way, your guests can stay safe while the yard doesn't feel kind of closed off to passerbys. Like, I do love that feeling of the open front yard, but I also love hanging out in the front.
Now, plants can also help make a social front yard inviting while still creating a bit of privacy. You want to use plantings near the edges for long, unimpeded sight lines or to create the illusion of a larger yard. And smaller canopy trees or tall ornamental shrubs, they can punctuate the edges of those social spaces.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Treated wood I've used, and I've put it on, I've sealed it with a solid stain paint, and it seems like within after 2 years, my wood, it starts to rot, it gets soft. I wanted to know, why is this happening? It's pressure-treated wood.
When you stained it, first of all, did you do all sides of the board, including the bottom edge of the slat? Because very often that's where moisture gets pulled in.
I did the whole board, and I could then assemble it. And it just seems like it holds the like a moisture within it. And within, I can say, 2 years, you almost push on it and it's soft. Or it starts rotting.
Yeah, I suspect that there's different layers of pressure treatment, but I suspect whatever was done to this was not done very well. You know, I had some landscape ties that were allegedly pressure treated, and within a couple of years they were rotted away. I stepped on them one day and went right through it. So I suspect that the quality of the wood in this fencing wasn't really what you expected it to do. I've taken just plain fir fence and I've treated it with Wood Life and made sure that the bottom of the fence was up at least 2 to 3 inches over the grass, because otherwise it gets a lot of moisture that pulls up into it. And I've had fences like that that I treated and then I used a solid color stain on last 15 years. Just because it's pressure treated or not well pressure treated doesn't mean it can't last, but I think it's a combination of the installation and then the treatment of the stain and that was used initially.
Okay, because see, like I have a boat dock and it's over the water. And I just put clear sealer over it. And you know what? It lasts longer than me sealing it with solid paint.
And it comes down to the quality of the wood itself. And whatever this fence was made out of just is not comparable to what your dock's made out of, John. Sorry to tell you that, but I think that's what's going on.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you ready to pick up a paintbrush? Well, how about a paint sprayer? We're going to tell you how new high-tech airless paint sprayers make it easier and faster than ever to get your paint project done when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not get Dad what he really wants? Omaha Steaks. They're perfectly aged, they're always tender, and they are guaranteed to be delicious.
That's a great idea. And if you head over to omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, you'll even get $30 off qualifying orders.
Dads are going to love the mouth-watering packages like the bacon-wrapped filet mignons and the gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, and jumbo franks.
Yeah, and don't forget to save room for dessert. Most of the gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. So visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code MONEYPIT to get $30 off your qualifying order.
That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. Save $30 and make Dad's day.
Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are coming to you from the Angie Studio. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or even a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly. Go ahead, download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com, and that's A-N-G-I.com.
Well, if you've ever had a project that requires caulk, you might know that trying to find the right caulk when you're going through an aisle with hundreds of options is a bit of a challenge. Well, DAP is out now with a new product called Advanced Hybrid Sealants, and it's multifunctional products. They totally outperform silicone in key areas like paintability and even go on wet surfaces. And we've got six tubes of this to give away to one very fortunate caller. They're worth $9.98 each, so the total package is worth about $60. And there's four different types. It covers all the different caulking projects in your home, like gutter and flashing caulk. This is a kind of a specialized caulk. It helps you with roof leaks, helps you with gutter leaks, easy to apply. It stays flexible and totally crack-proof. So if you'd like to win that complete group of caulks from DAP, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Judy in Minnesota's on the line with a moisture issue. What's going on?
Our house is about 40 years old, and it has, in the room that we're talking about, we're painting it. We painted it once before with a primer, and it turned out really nice. I thought it looked really nice, but now we repainted it a different color, and on the inside then is that rough paneling, and it's separated by, it's got the insulation in there with the plastic on it, and we notice now when we're going to paint it that there's moisture like halfway down on the paneling. We think that's caused by condensation?
It may very well be if it's a damp space. Now, there are some things that you can do to reduce condensation in below-grade spaces. It's kind of the same steps that you would take if you were having an actual flood. You want to make sure that your exterior drainage is set up so that no moisture is being trapped against the outside foundation wall, and that means making sure the gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended, and the soil slips away from the walls. If you've done all those things, then the next thing I would do is I would install a dehumidifier in that space and try to find one that has a built-in condensate pump so that it collects water and pumps it out. Otherwise, you'll be emptying buckets upon buckets of water. And then finally, it's also possible to install a whole home dehumidifier, which is an appliance that is attached to your HVAC system. These are highly effective at pulling moisture out. In fact, most of them will take 99 or 100 pints of water out a day. So those are three different ways that you can reduce moisture in that space. Judy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So do you have a big paint project in mind this summer season, like painting your deck, a fence, or perhaps even the exterior of your home? Well, as challenging as that size job sounds, it's actually much easier to accomplish thanks to the new high-efficiency paint sprayers from Wagner. Now, these paint sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology that produces up to 55% less overspray, so there's no wasted paint. Now, they output a high-quality finish with better control, plus that job goes very quickly because the paint actually goes down three times faster than a roller.
Yeah, these Wagner sprayers are really easy to use. They're good for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. You can save money by taking on some big project yourself instead of hiring a contractor. And using that sprayer actually does a better job than a brush on uneven surfaces, like a fence, for example. I used the Wagner Control Pro 170 on my fence because it actually pulls paint or stain directly from either a 1 or 5 gallon bucket, which is really useful because you don't have to keep going back and reloading up with more paint. Plus, with a board-on-board fence, man, you've got all kinds of nooks and crannies to get that paint into, and spraying it was really the only way to go. So it worked really well. You guys will like these products. Check them out at WagnerSprayTech.com.
Heading to Tennessee, and apparently so are the moles, to Kim's yard. What's going on?
Yes, I'm trying to get rid of these moles in my yard. Please help me.
Well, one of the ways to get rid of moles in your yard is to not make your yard quite so attractive by getting rid of the grubs that are in your lawn. Moles are usually there because there's plenty of food. And so if you used a product like GrubX to get rid of the grub, that's the grubs, these are little white juicy insects that moles just love. And if you get rid of the grubs, then the moles will find a new place to eat. But if there's plenty of grubs, there's plenty of food, they're going to stay in your yard. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, good. Thank you so much. I'll try the GrubX.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this Father's Day weekend. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, don't let a hard-to-reach home improvement job leave you reaching out for help from the hospital bed. We're going to have must-do ladder safety tips to know before stepping on that first rung. Perhaps we should have told our guy Warren about this before his incident. Stick around, everybody.
Live in a body pit.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I want to shout out to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. Hope you guys are enjoying your day. If you've got questions on projects that you're going to take on when you're not celebrating Father's Day, feel free to reach out to us anytime by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Mickey in New York reached out to Team Money Pit, and he said, I'm redoing parts of my kitchen. I want to add a glass tile backsplash. Do I need to put anything on the wall under that tile, or can I just put adhesive straight on the wall?
I think you could probably glue it right to the wall. What do you think? I mean, I guess it depends on whether you ever think in the future you're going to get tired of it, because that's when you get into trouble, right? When you try to take it off, and you destroy the wall in the process. So your options are either to go right on it, or you could think about putting a thin piece of plywood over that area first, like quarter-inch plywood, and then glue right to that. This way, you know, it would be easier to take down at some point in the future. What do you think?
I mean, I kind of like the idea of using the plywood because then it's its own thing rather than adding it to the wall, like you're saying. The other thing you could do is, and a backsplash doesn't take that much water, but you can use a waterproof membrane, something there that sort of acts as like, it's like a green board or something that you'd use more in the shower. But still, since you're going to get some water in some areas, that could be helpful as well.
Yeah, but you know, that's the same with any kind of decor projects like that, right? I mean, it looks great now. It's trendy now, but at some point, it's not going to be so trendy. And either you or your future owner that you might sell the house to is going to have to deal with potentially removing it. So all good things to think about when you take on that project initially. Well, if you're heading outside for home repairs up high, a sturdy ladder is a help as long as gravity doesn't get the best of you. You know, ladder falls send hundreds of people to emergency rooms every year, and some falls can even be fatal. Leslie's got safety tips for using a ladder the right way in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, the biggest mistake with ladders is when you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it this way. And that's taking shortcuts, and that is so dangerous. Now, in order to be safe, a ladder needs to remain stationary. For extension ladders, you need to level the feet. If you got to dig out the ground to do so, or use ladder levelers. Those things exist for a reason. You have to make sure that that ladder is stable. Now, if you've got hard, dry ground, you want to rest those feet flat, free of slippery plastic tarps and debris. You want to make sure that the textured rubber pads are intact. If you're using a ladder on grass or soft ground, you want to flip those feet up and then drive the spiked end into the ground, or lay the feet flat and then tie them down on the side or brace them in the front with 1x2 stakes. I know it seems like a lot of extra steps, but you have to be careful. I mean, I watched my boyfriend slip off a ladder. Luckily, he wasn't hurt. Our guy, Warren, he fell off a ladder, broke his ankle. There's so many things that happen. Even Billy, who I work with over at ABC, he fell off the ladder, hurt his knee. So you have to be careful. You cannot take these shortcuts. Now, when it comes to positioning the ladder, you want to make sure that the distance from its base to the wall is 1/4 of the height of the ladder at its resting point. That's going to create a 75-degree angle. For a quick check on the angle of your ladder, you want to stand facing it with your feet touching the ladder's feet, and then your arms kind of extended. Now, your palm should rest on a rung at shoulder height. That's going to tell you that that's secure and it's at the right angle. You always want to look overhead before you climb up that ladder, or if you're carrying a ladder, to make sure there's no wires. And then don't rest an extension ladder against a tree or a pole, because then that ladder can rotate and then you're going to fall. I mean, it seems simple. You think, I got this ladder, I'm going to do this project. Just take the extra time and be safe, because we want to keep you all around, guys. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, we're going to talk garden sheds. Yep, she sheds, man caves, any kind of shed. It can always be a great addition to your backyard, but is it best to build one or to buy one? I recently dug into this topic and came up with options for building one, buying one, building one from scratch, and building one from prefab. And I came up with some interesting observations. We're going to share those tips and more on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Day's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. One political poll is suggesting that a majority of American voters disapprove of former President Trump's indictment over alleged mishandling of classified documents.
That number, according to a Rasmussen Reports survey, finds 54% of likely U.S. voters think the federal action is bad for America, compared with 35% who think it's good for the country. 11% responded not sure. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer thinks Mr. Trump did well to not focus on his own legal woes when he spoke after last week's court appearance.
Yes, he talked a little bit about his situation, but then he pivoted and talked about what's at stake in the election and why this is important.
Spicer explains that voters want a candidate who will champion their own concerns.
People are hiring you to solve their problems, to make a community safer and better, a country safer, better, stronger.
Sean Spicer speaking with Salem Radio. George Williams reporting.
Also at srnnews.com and Town Hall, people think the so-called Green New Deal is about saving the planet. It's not so, says economist Steve Moore, who says it's more about the money.
Last year, we had a record, worldwide, we had a record amount of CO2 emissions in the planet. So we've spent $500 billion and we've accomplished nothing.
Moore tells the Salem Radio Network the green agenda actually hurts part of the left's base.
All of these environmental policies that make gasoline more expensive, that make it more expensive to heat your home, that say you can't have a gas stove, blah, 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 all of these policies actually hurt the poor the most.
Communities from Houston and New Orleans are opening cooling centers to bring relief to as steamy hot temperatures are settling across a broad swath of the U.S. South. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas visited Perryton in the Texas Panhandle, where a storm this week killed 3 people. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Policy.
North Korea has opened a key political conference to tackle its struggling economy and review defense strategies in the face of growing tensions with rivals.
The meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Committee came as the United States sent a nuclear-powered submarine to South Korea. The move was the latest show of force against the North, which has ramped up its nuclear weapons testing in recent months. The meeting has focused on the country's economic campaigns for the first half of 2023, as well as foreign policy and defense strategies. I'm Karen Chemes.
Theme park SeaWorld, which has been mired in controversy in recent years over a treatment of killer whales, is now open to massive aquatic life park in the United Arab Emirates. It's the company's first venture outside of the United States. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Reddit CEO says despite widespread protest on social media platform, the company is not negotiating on third-party app charges. Julie Walker has more on the story.
Thousands of communities within the online discussion network went dark this week, part of an ongoing blackout from some of Reddit's most active users after the social media platform revealed plans to charge some third-party apps for data access. CEO Steve Huffman told the Associated Press the company is not changing course. Protest organizers accused the company of trying to remove moderators of subreddits who are protesting. The company says it is simply enforcing its code of conduct. Reddit's changes to its data access coincide with the company's reported plans to go public later this year. I'm Julie Walker.
More in these stories, townhall.com.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnagillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world. A lot going on, obviously. I was able to host the 8 o'clock show last night. In and out. The president was a little bit late. Former president was a little bit late. Supposed to be an 8:15 speech. It was an 8:45 speech. But what he said, I thought, was very significant. It surprised me. I thought it was going to be one of those magic marker speeches where he jots a few things down on an empty page and just kind of goes with it. But this thing was written, and you got a sense of his mindset and maybe his defense. With me right now to expand on that, and who's not afraid to tell me when he thinks I'm wrong. But even though I know I'm right, but I let him go. Governor Chris Christie's here. He's a 2024 GOP presidential candidate as of last week. And he just fresh off a town hall on another network. John Chris at the bottom of the hour, a deep thinker, funny guy on stage and on film. Governor, great to see you.
Good to be with you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So how's the first week been?
It's been great. I mean, the energy has been really good. I've been everywhere. I've been in New Hampshire. As you said, did a town hall last night on a competing network or Monday night rather. It went really well. And I was in DC yesterday. I'm doing the Ruthless podcast and a couple of other things. So we're all over the place in the first week, and the response from the public by donors and everything else has been really good.
So I want to bring you to President Trump, because he didn't wing the speech. Number one, were you surprised by that?
I'm always surprised when he doesn't wing it.
Because I thought it was going to be the magic marker. Here's a few points. Yeah. And he was in front of a lot of people that liked him on his eve of his birthday, after becoming the first president to be indicted on federal charges. I want you to hear a little bit of what he said. Cut four.
As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment. Under the Presidential Records Act, which is civil, not criminal, I had every right to have these documents.
Your thoughts on his stance? Is he right about espionage?
He's dead wrong.
Even on espionage?
Yeah, he's dead wrong, Brian, because specifically in the Presidential Records Act, they exclude agency documents. They exclude CIA documents. They exclude DOD documents. They exclude them. Specifically, he couldn't be more wrong.
Wait, on the Presidential Records Act, yes, or espionage?
No, the Presidential Records Act does not cover national security and national intelligence documents. It covers the other documents. He only got indicted on national security and intelligence documents. He is dead wrong. And so he puts up this baloney argument. And that's what that was. That's like, I took all these documents and kept them illegally, but I want you to know that this other thing is civil and I'm allowed to keep whatever I want. Well, it's not. He doesn't get to keep intelligence documents. Those are the property of the United States government, not of any particular president.
So how do you feel about them flipping his attorney, Evan Corcoran, and saying, hey, by the way, you got to turn on your client? Have you ever done that?
Have I ever turned on my client?
No. Have you ever, when you were a prosecutor, did you ever get the attorney to testify against a client?
Twice, because of exactly what they did with Evan Corcoran. There was the crime fraud exception. If the attorney is involved in assisting the client commit a crime or a fraud, they no longer have privilege.
I talked to two attorneys. One doesn't like Trump. One was working for him, who said they're vulnerable there. That they found a judge that gave him the ability to flip Corcoran, give him the information, the text message, the electronics, and said that's where they should look to get everything Corcoran gave thrown out.
Well, I'm sure they're going to make every motion in the book they can. That's what defense lawyers do, and that's what they should do, because the government should be held to the standard of having to meet the law specifically. But I will tell you this. Evan Corcoran was worried about what he was asking, what Trump was asking him to do. That's why he made those voice memos. Lawyers don't do that, Brian. You don't make a voice memo, contemporaneous voice memo, about every meeting you have with a client. You don't do it. You only do it if you're trying to memorialize what's being asked of you, because you believe that the client is asking you to do something unethical or illegal, which was clearly based on what Evan Corcoran has said, what Donald Trump was doing. And let's go back to the Presidential Records Act. Everyone who's listening needs to understand this. If you're talking about documents that he's created, that Donald Trump has created, notes of his, or that non-national security staff has created, then that's covered by the Presidential Records Act. But the Presidential Daily Brief, the highest intelligence briefing that a president gets every day, that is not the president's work product. That's not his document. It's created by the CIA,
right,
by the NSA, not covered by the Presidential Records Act. And by the way, that's why the Presidential Records Act is not mentioned in the indictment, because they're not charging him under that. They're charging him because he kept intelligence documents that he is not legally allowed to keep.
Does it blow you away that there's a system in place for any president over the last 25 years where the documents could be so accessible and movable to whether you own a Doral or a Bedminster Inn? Does it blow you away that you could have a bunch of interns pack up boxes and in full view at 2 in the afternoon load it onto a helicopter? I mean, if they're that important, I cannot believe we got to this point.
But let me ask you a question, Brian. He was president of the United States at the time. Who was going to tell him he couldn't?
Everybody.
No, but he's...
Isn't there a system in place?
Well, it's his, there is a system in place where he's told what he can keep and what he can't. He disregarded it. And if you're like an aide to the President of the United States and he says, hey, I've gone through that. Those are mine. I want to keep them, put them on the helicopter. What are you going to do? Say, sir, I'd like to have the opportunity to review that to see if you, the President of the United States, complying with the law. Here's the problem, Brian. Donald Trump has turned everything on its head. And what we have here is something he did, as right. alleged in the indictment, that was clearly not right. And he's now looking to blame everybody else. It's his fault. He made these judgments.
So right now we saw Nikki Haley come out and say, listen, for whatever reason that she had, I would pardon if I get the nomination. I become president. We saw Vivek Ramaswamy said, the first thing I'm telling you right now, everybody should follow my lead and pardon the former president when I become president. We know that Asa Hutchinson has no interest in that. If Governor Christie gets the nomination, and if you get the nomination, you're going to win the general.
Yes, sir.
I think it's the harder for you to get the nomination. So if you get it, would you pardon the president?
I think it's impossible to answer that right now and be fair. Remember, the pardon power is the power to say if you think someone's been treated unfairly, if you think there's not been a fair trial, you have to consider all those things. I can't imagine if he gets a fair trial that I would pardon him. I can't imagine that I would. Remember the other problem. To accept a pardon, you have to admit your guilt. To accept a pardon, you have to say, yes, I was wrong, and I accept the pardon. I can't imagine Donald Trump would ever do that.
That's so interesting, because life in prison or accepting, I'm saying he's convicted, by the way.
Well, and look, he will not get life in prison. I mean, you know.
Well, 10 years could be life. But, I mean, he's 77.
Right, but I don't. Judges have broad discretion on this. And what people are reporting, and the press loves to do this, is report the maximums, right, under the statute. The sentencing guidelines are less than that. And, in fact, right. a judge will use, in this case, her discretion to decide. Because at that point, he probably would be, by the time this is resolved, he turns 77 today. Happy birthday, Mr. President. He'll be 78 years old. All of that will come into effect if he's convicted and how he would be sentenced. And so,
right.
you know, I think...
But overall, I'm going to take a step back. Yeah. You live the law. I'm alleviated by the fact that I did not go to law school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was at Sports Phone making $12,000 a year. We all make decisions.
We do.
Right.
We do.
I love the job, by the way.
Yeah, it's
I felt
not
like
bad.
I was overpaid.
976-1313. By the way, I loved Sports Phone and spent a lot of my hard-earned money on right. Sports
of
Phone
course.
Getting scores.
It predated all sports
no
radio.
No phones.
Why
nothing.
Were you not working with me? Because you're such a sports guy.
I'm telling you, if I had found a way to work at Sports Phone, I would have.
Steve,
I don't know if I could speak fast enough to do it. You're a fast talker. You
it's
get
because
that
of Sports Phone. I'm still trying to get off this. I should get some therapy. But I just want to hear, since I know that legal background, sometimes I take a step back and go, okay, shouldn't take in the documents. Self-inflicted wound, to me, no question. Having said that, nobody's even alleging that he gave it to Iran. He didn't give it to another country. He didn't sell it. No doubt about it. He wanted it there because you said it, too. He loves memorabilia. He wanted to show off.
Right.
That's why he keeps the clips and stuff. He wanted to show off and say, hey, listen, this was it. I want to bring you back to that moment. So having said that, can you believe that we have this precedent on documents to put a former president, rip a leading nominee off the GOP stand or put a possible next president in prison over papers?
Yeah, because those papers are pretty important papers. The attack plan on Iran, if we were to militarily attack Iran.
32 years old and dead in the water.
But Brian, you think that plan changes a lot?
Okay, I'm going to...
Iran is where Iran is, Brian, you know? And let me just say one last thing. He did it. No one else did this to him. He did it. And by the way, why is he flying the documents to Bedminster for summer vacation? Does anybody tell him he's not the president anymore? He doesn't need these papers anymore?
Well, I will say this. He hasn't even brought this up, but he was doing a book on letters. Letters with other leaders. But that's 45 book publishers, so I think he was probably looking to do that.
And by the way, fine, then take the letters. The okay. The Iran attack plan is not one of the letters from a foreign leader.
Can you tell I didn't go to law school? I mean, he's already been. All right, so listen, can we play this? The guy you worked with up until you became a candidate at George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how oblivious people, not saying they're not smart, oblivious to people looking on other people besides Donald Trump, including other nominees. So this is Jim Trusty, who was an attorney for Donald Trump. On with George Stephanopoulos. Listen to this.
Okay. You've got these investigations in Delaware that are 1,000 times more serious by a sitting president who has authorized his DOJ to try to sink the candidacy of his prime opposition while that guy has unsecured documents that he stole out of a skiff dozens of years ago. So, look, you know, we're not talking about some
talking
sort
about,
of
sir?
Favoritism.
What are you talking about? That is a ridiculous statement.
There's this issue... Nice try. There's an issue that anyone that reads any newspapers would agree is a parallel track. There's 1,850 boxes that have never been fully looked at University of Delaware.
And he went on to say they're in his garage. And it's just, you know, George Stephanopoulos, he was totally oblivious to these facts that there was a counter narrative to there's a counter problem with the current president.
Look. The current president, when he was vice president, took those documents.
And maybe a senator, too, right, because University of Delaware
has them. And I don't know what national security access he had or didn't have and what was classified or wasn't classified.
But you know there's dozens.
But it should be investigated.
Yeah.
Right? It should be investigated, and it should be looked at. And by the way, if he committed some crime in that, then it's got to be referred to the Congress for impeachment proceedings. Because as president, he can't be prosecuted. The only avenue, we've gone through this before, right?
Right.
With Bill Clinton, we've gone through this before, now with Donald Trump. If he's president, then it's got to be referred to Congress for, and to the House, most specifically, for impeachment. And if there is something there, it should be. What I would say to you is the other thing that needs to be done is this Hunter Biden investigation needs to be brought to a conclusion. Now, the guy investigating it is Donald Trump's appointee. He's the Republican U.S. attorney in Delaware who's still there. Was not relieved of his duties.
Twice.
Right? And look, if I were U.S. attorney, you know what I used to do, Brian? I would set dates. I would say to the assistant U.S. attorneys, like, by the way, May 25th, that's the day you tell me yes or no on what you want to do here. And I'm printing T-shirts. That's going to be the day. So once the T-shirts are printed, you have to set deadlines and you have to get people moving because the country is watching.
Not if your boss doesn't want you to come to a conclusion on it and he's in no rush. And that boss is President Biden.
But you know, but here's the thing. What I'm sure Mr. Weiss knows is that once this investigation is concluded, he's going to be asked to move on, just like any Republican, would gotcha. Be in a Democratic administration or otherwise. I don't think he cares what Merrick Garland thinks. Except for him to get his job
Merrick
done.
Rowan, yeah.
He should get his job done.
Governor Christie here. He's running for president of the United States. We'll talk about him when we get back. And I do have something else on the horizon for him to tackle.
Excellent.
And he's capable of doing it. Even though the Mets lost last night, a lot of people would still be in bed right now. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The focus folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Ann Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A New Jersey town councilwoman gunned down. Eunice June 4 was shot and killed in her car in the parking lot outside her condo in Sayreville. Rashid Ali Bynum is accused of driving from Virginia to shoot her in February. A few years ago, June 4 was a pastor at a church in Virginia, and Bynum was a member of the congregation. June 4's campaign manager, Karen Bailey Bieber, remembering the kind of person she was.
Eunice, you know, she had you at her smile. She had this beautiful smile that just lit up the room. She was very energetic.
Witnesses saw a man firing into her car window before fleeing. Police had found Bynum's number saved in June 4's phone. They used it to track his phone and rented car from Virginia to New Jersey and back down around the same time as the murder. You can get more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe now to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. June is Aphasia Awareness Month. The National Institutes of Health defines aphasia as a disorder that results from damage to portions of the brain that are responsible for language. It impairs the expression and understanding of language, as well as reading and writing. And it usually occurs suddenly, often following a stroke or head injury, but can also develop slowly as the result of a brain tumor or a progressive neurological disease. It usually happens to middle-aged or older people, but can occur in children. If brain damage isn't severe, Mayo Clinic says there are treatment plans. Speech and language therapy can help rehabilitate language skills. Some researchers are also looking into medications, whether it be alone or in combination with speech therapy. About 2 million people in the United States suffer from aphasia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. 8 of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent. 36 of those chains contained secret information at the time, and 8 contained confidential information at the time. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
James Comey, Hillary Clinton famously emails, bad. She's so clueless. She's making statements about Trump.
Yeah.
This woman smashed the BlackBerry, said somebody with the server refused to comply with the subpoena, had her tech guy.
She should have been charged.
Right. So that's when I brought this up.
Jim Comey is a disgrace. And what he did was not only substantively wrong, but who the hell is he to be making that announcement? Yeah. He's not the Attorney General of the United States. He was the director of the FBI. His job is to investigate. Prosecutors decide whether to bring a case or not. What he did there was a coup d'etat at the Justice Department.
And a soft landing for Hillary Clinton.
Exactly right, because he wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. Look, I said this at my town hall on Monday night.
Loretta Lynch, she would never have brought anything. She
didn't bring anything. And look, I said this on Monday night. Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted, and in my view, Jim Comey should have been prosecuted.
But because she wasn't, does it exonerate this president?
No, it does not. It does not, because every case must be decided on its own merits, Brian. And just because they screwed it up with Hillary Clinton does not mean that Donald Trump can violate the law and get away with it.
I feel about another candidate that I feel it's a little bit insulting to you, because I think you're as talented and smart and experienced as anybody in the country. If this is your time, you'll emerge if you're given an even shot.
That's right.
I just know you're vehemently against the guy who's now leading.
Yep.
The second guy, Governor DeSantis, I know you've been critical of, and you should. You got to beat him. All right, Governor DeSantis.
You
got
to distinguish yourself.
Right. But would you take the pledge that Ronna McDaniel wants everyone to take, that you will support the nominee if it's not you?
I will sign the pledge and take it just as seriously as Donald Trump did in 2016.
Did he?
He was the nominee. He signed it. Wait. And then at the next debate, after he signed it, they asked all of us. It was Fox News debate. They asked all of us, you signed the pledge. Will all of you tonight raise your hand and reaffirm the pledge that you, in fact, will support the nominee, no matter who it is? 9 of us raised our hands, and Donald Trump didn't.
But you never put yourself to Donald Trump's standard. Why now?
Because I think the pledge is a stupid idea.
Oh, so
Look, I'll sign it because you need to sign it to get on the stage, and I'll take it just as seriously as Donald Trump did. Because, by the way, when he didn't reaffirm it on the stage, he was at the next debate. They didn't kick him off the stage.
Right. I don't think he's going to any debates. Do you think he's going to any debates?
Oh, he better. Because if he doesn't come to debates, he will lose for certain. Republican voters love him because he's a fighter. More than anything else, they love him because he's a fighter. If he shows himself unwilling to fight on that stage against a group of very qualified candidates, then guess what? He's going down the toilet.
Governor Christie never worked at Sports Phone, but was a governor.
I would have worked at Sports Phone.
He wishes he did. Thanks, Governor. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Best of luck out there.
You got it, buddy.
GovernorChristie.com?
ChrisChristie.com, baby. Go and donate.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my 3 amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water. We'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Around Salt Lake for like an afternoon. This city cannot get enough of Pride Month. Just literally drinking out of a fire hose. And I was thinking to myself, has any city like waved the white flag quicker and like surrendered easier than Salt Lake City? Except for obviously PGA Tour surrendering to the LIV Tour. Has anyone else given up without a fight quicker than Salt Lake? Like, used to be the capital of the LDS Church, very values-based city. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't buy alcohol on Sundays. The alcohol you do buy is like has less alcoholic content. Like, a lot of rules. And just the progressive movement came in and just immediately like, we're sorry, we didn't mean to offend anyone. Please do whatever you want. Take our city. Like, even Texas, they're like, hey, we want to wave the pride flag. And they're like, nah, we're good. We love you, but nah, I don't think so. Salt Lake City just gave up, dude.
So that is, John Criss is one of our favorite all-time comedians and personalities. He's one of the hottest comedians in the country. Does it all through social media, YouTube and Instagram. I imagine some, the TikTok stuff too. But that's him just in Salt Lake City where he had an appearance. He just fired up his camera. I think he might be doing his own camera work and just said, look, it's one of the most conservative cities in the country, and they're so pandering. They have pride flags everywhere. And I say this, no one's anti-gay. You live your life, look what happens. This is the transgender thing, taking over women's sports, teaching kids they can pick their gender. All that stuff is out of control. And you see it again in Pride Month at the White House. So with me right now is John Chris. John, you missed when I played some of your finest work in Salt Lake City. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Good to hear the familiar voice, baby. What's going on, man?
So, John, first off, what prompted you to do that? You land in Salt Lake City. Did you have an appearance, or did you hear about this?
Yeah, I flew all the way up there to see the Pride. No, I had a show. I had a show that night, and we, you know, they literally take us from the airport in a car to the hotel, and I walked around, like, and I was like, dude, this place has just, and this place has just been absolutely overrun, and it's just like, I've seen the Pride stuff. Obviously, I live in Nashville. It's not uncommon, but that was, you couldn't take three steps without seeing it somewhere.
So what is the reason? You know what Salt Lake City represents, the Church of Latter-day, the Church of Latter-day Saints. So what do you think? They all of a sudden, they're trying to pander?
Well, no, it seemed like when I took, because literally everybody in my comment sections and everybody in the video had been reposted by a bunch of other, like, local Salt Lake people, and they were like, basically it sounds like these people are, everybody in Salt Lake is former LDS, right? So they're former, and they're like kind of, they're, you know, they're kind of like those, I'm mad at my parents, and I'm going to get back at them type situation. It's like, and I don't, morality aside, like if you lived in, you know, I live in Nashville, we have a bunch of honky-tonks and a bunch of country bars. If somebody's like, hey, we're making all these bars techno music, it's almost like the people in Nashville just be like, all right, sounds good. There was no fight, because I've been going there since, 2015, and I know the people at Salt Lake, and I know what that city stands for. It's just wild to see so fast, I think.
So you have this very Christian background, so you can go pretty deep on the Bible, and you find the humor in it. Not many people do that. have you found that when you go to a Christian community, sometimes they're taking what you're saying as blasphemy?
It's really like when I just started comedy, everybody in the comments was like, "So is this guy a Christian or not?" You know, like if I'm making fun of, like, you know, let's say if I'm making fun of McDonald's or something, but I work at McDonald's, it's like, oh, no, he loves it here. He works here. He's just kind of roasting it because this is his life. This is his family. So once everybody knew that I was on the team, they kind of let the line out a little longer, kind of make fun of some. Versus, you know, if somebody does a documentary on church and they work for Vice or, you know, Huffington Post. Right? Yeah. Oh, these people are definitely against it. So it's one of those type of things, yeah.
Well, Bill Maher did something that I don't think you'll do. I think he did like a two-hour documentary to prove there's no God.
I wouldn't appear on that one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, why not just go with there is a God just in case? Because if there's no God, no one's going to be mad at you.
Yeah, if you're going to be wrong on something.
Right.
Might take the other side. I feel like it takes a lot of faith to believe that there's no God more than there would be one.
I know. I mean, can you imagine dying, finding out you're wrong, and there you are with God? I mean, does he have to forgive you? Do you know? Does he have to?
I don't know what book of the Bible answers that question, Brian. That's a good. I should ask my Bible study leader.
Exactly. If you don't mind doing some research, you have Google for a reason. John Christ, our guest. So, John, it got out of control at the White House. Who would have thought? A bunch of flamboyant transgenders who made their name as TikTok influencers, and they wouldn't be as disciplined as you thought. So listen to a little of this, the best we can transfer it to radio.
Can we take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. Fans' rights for human rights.
Are we topless at the White House?
So then, right after the president walks away, he takes off his shirt, and he has breasts sewn on. So I guess, even the White House said that was inappropriate.
Hey, listen, I'll also have to ask my Bible study leader if looking at that, if I can get in trouble for looking at that, because it's technically not porn because it's a guy.
Right. Do you want me to wait? Do you want to ask now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think does the movement, like, When does the gender movement like wave the white flag? Because I feel like where I live in Nashville, even the people on the left are like, all right, this is kind of gone too far. Like, I mean, the normal like gay people that are like, hey, we just want to live in peace and we want to have the same rights that everyone else. Are like, hey, this is too much, dude.
Put it this way, Caitlyn Jenner says it's too much. I mean, do I need to do a follow up question there?
Yeah, like, hey, this is y'all's team. Like, this is y'all's team. Like, yeah, hey, what's going on? Yeah, it turns out
we're playing his game plan.
Yeah, this is what people just want. Like, people just want attention. Like, if you just said, hey, like, same with the Salt Lake thing. Hey, I haven't really forgiven my parents, and like, I kind of just need some attention. Just say that. We'll put you on the TikTok. Just say that. There's real people with real like issues that are struggling. Don't put them at risk. Don't say you represent all of them.
I'm going to make you feel like a real political commentator. I'm going to play the press secretary's response to the flashing incident. Cut 39.
Okay, I think I saw this. Yeah.
The behavior was simply unacceptable. We've been very clear about that. It was unfair to the hundreds of attendees who were there to celebrate their families. So, you know, we're going to continue to be clear on that. And that type of behavior is, as I said, unacceptable. It's not appropriate.
And John, I'm really playing this for you because you will be invited to the White House one day. And I don't want you rebuked.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that's very helpful.
Okay, so.
Well, it's just like if they're saying this has gone too far, like we've been saying that for years. We've been saying that. Like, I mean,
The other thing, and we're playing the clip now on television, the other thing that we just got to handle is transgender men playing women's sports. I mean, all these people have dreams of having this, winning a state championship, being number one in a marathon or the 400 meters. You will never do it if this is allowed. Being the smartest, the next time we play Brazil in the World Cup, they have a transgender center midfielder. We will no longer be world champions. Are we okay with that?
No. I don't think this is my honest thoughts, Brian. I think a lot of people listening to this on the right and the left, but like, No one believes that. Like that the genders should compete in sports together. No one believes that. Like same with Salt Lake City. Like no one believes any of this. But people are like, if you go to, you work at a company, you're like, hey, everyone's wearing a pride hat today. You don't want to get fired, and you don't want. So you just everybody. That's why I said it was a surprise. Salt Lake City was taken so quickly. And
that's
same with women's sports. Yeah, they're just like, you don't want to get fired.
So John, the other thing we've did talk about on the show over the last couple of weeks, probably did it three times on television, is this tipping mania. And like the other day, I went to get a smoothie. I get the smoothie, and they flip it around, and they want me to tip, and I do tip. And I, because I feel terrible if I don't. And plus, these people, I'm glad they took the job. But, I mean, if I came to your place, I ordered it. I came to pick it up. You made it. And who am I tipping? I am the Uber Eats guy. And I'm going to eat your stuff. Isn't that enough?
Well, it's the same type of energy. It's like you don't want to get seen tipping zero. And somebody goes, oh, wow, Brian Kilmeade doesn't tip. Like everybody's so scared of the social shame or the shame that everybody just goes along with everything.
So you did this at Home Depot, didn't you? Where can we see that tape?
I got a Home Depot uniform, and I told a guy that the plumbing was in aisle 6, and then I asked for a tip. But Brian, let me ask you, and you know, this is what everybody wants to know. At the airport massage chair, do you tip?
Yes, absolutely. Why does it bother you that I like to get a massage at the airport?
It bothers everybody, dude. I'm the only one telling you.
Eric, does it bother you? I mean, Allison seems to support it. But yeah, I mean, if you're at the airport, it's by nature you're tense.
Yeah, so you need to be loosened up at the airport. You sit down at that chair at your gate while everyone's like drinking a latte, watching you get massaged.
Okay, let me just give you some inside information I wasn't willing to share. At the Massage Envy sleepaway camp. Everybody at the end, there's a guy who shows up and they try to get people jobs. Everybody wants the airport massage envy job.
No way, really?
No, I made that up, but I was trying to sound convincing.
Way.
Right?
Yeah, that's the campy word. Are they good massages though? They're putting you on the right track.
I've never said to myself, "You're really not very good." I just said to myself, "This has been good." You know what? I'm not laying down. I'm in the neck chair.
Oh, you're sitting up.
Yeah, I'm fully dressed. I don't get undressed.
Well, I saw you with your shirt off once, but they didn't ask that. You just did that by yourself.
Yeah, I was at the White House, and I got really caught up in myself. So, John, if I wanted to find out, to read your appearances out loud, would you be against that?
I mean, there's probably 50 or 60 of them, but we don't have time for the whole thing.
I'll go through. Why are you working so hard? JohnChrisComedy.com/tour. But Sacramento, California on the 23rd, Fresno on the 24th, Thousand Oaks on the 25th, Las Vegas June 30th. K-Don, the talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM. 101.5 is our affiliate, so I want you to go drop by K-Don and entertain them. July 1st, San Diego. On the second you're on the West Coast a lot. And then you go to Goshen, Indiana. In 21st.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. I say enemy territory in California, but that's not actually true. There's like 20 miles surrounding like Los Angeles that believes like – but then everyone else is normal people. So, yeah, all those shows are packed. There might be a ticket or two. Left. All those are pretty much sold out.
So you don't even need this. This is like a friendly thing for you. You don't even need me. You did this because you like me.
Oh, yeah, my man.
Okay. And Hattiesburg on the 28th, where we have a great affiliate. We have News Radio 98.1 and then Oklahoma City, Freedom 96.9. So don't forget to get John Crist would like to release a statement. That is your YouTube special that's available.
Just came out last week. Yep.
John Crist, you're a busy man. Very productive.
If you come to the meet and greet, say, Brian Kilmeade sent me. I'll give you a big hug.
All right. If you want to be hugged but not massaged by John Crist, please get online. John, thanks so much.
You're the man, my man.
You got it. Back in a moment. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The kindness of an eighth grader from Kentucky makes today's Dean's List. It began with a challenge given to Brennan Gould by his teacher, Miss Watkins, and wound up being a friendship with an 84-year-old woman named Miss Ann. Brennan sent little goodies for a week to Miss Ann and checked up on her regularly. He was only supposed to do this for a short time, but because he loved doing it, his good deeds have continued for 5 years. The two visit and talk and share a love of chocolate. Miss Anne loves to listen to what Brennan is up to, and she herself shares stories of her life. They've become the best of friends. Brennan's mom, Tracy, says their relationship warms her heart. The best thing a teenager can do is befriend someone elderly, she says. I'm so glad our son has added more sunshine to her life. I hope he always remembers the joy he brought her, and his fun talks with her keeps his kind heart and thinks of others. And Miss Anne's family says they are grateful for Brennan, too. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile and Summer Movie Preview with Fandango's Eric Davis. Looking at a couple of big films on the way this June.
We start with Spidey.
Yes, over 6,000 ticket buyers voted this film Across the Spider-Verse to be the most anticipated of the summer movie season. Of course, it is a sequel to an Oscar-winning animated film for Best Animated Feature Into the Spider-Verse. This time, Miles Morales has to go off on his own mission and learn it's how you wear the mask and not who wears the mask. Expect this to be another one of those multiverse superhero movies.
And we have Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and Harrison Ford returns.
This is Indiana Jones at retirement. He is ready to retire from being a professor. He's ready to hang up the whip and the hat when his goddaughter, played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, comes waltzing into his life and gets him going on a new mission.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Like, we're losing all the mascots to the sports teams. You know, we lost the Redskins, you know, Yeah. This year we lost the Indians. What's the Indians' new mascot? Does anybody know? The Guardians. Cleveland Guardians? Y'all know what a guardian is? A guy that says, be home by 10 p.m. and you go, shut up, you're not my real dad. I'm just saying, spice up the names. You know what I'm saying? If you were watching a baseball game tomorrow and you're like, tonight's rubber match is the Miami Cubans versus the Texas Border Patrol agents. Don't tell me you wouldn't watch the Virginia Vegans play the St. Louis Slaughterhouse employees.
That is so funny. That's John Chris, right? That's him on stage. It's true. I think the Guardians is just a terrible name. I mean, how the heck did you go from Indians to Guardians? What is a Guardian?
It's your parent that tells you to be home at a certain time.
Yeah, I mean, and then the other one is Commanders. It just doesn't work. You know, like the Redskins, I mean, the whole thing with the whole American Indian names, to me, is so contrived. I very rarely do you see American Indian community, who will rally for certain things, ever rallying for this. They're trying to do the same thing in New York, on Long Island, in New York State. They just made this rule. Now they're trying to enforce it by holding back educational funds. If you are at a high school and you have a nickname of Chiefs, of Indians, one is called Red Arrows. Warriors, Wantagh. You have till June to just rip up the logo off your turf field, take the sign down on your school. Wipe out any semblance of it. They'll even give you money to help you out with the payment, but just wipe it out. The American Indian movement is not cohesive. I think some tribes are probably upset with it. Others aren't. This is a problem looking for a complainer. This is a problem, if I can phrase that again. This is a non-issue, and they're just searching for an issue. There are so many real issues, and I'm sure it's coming to a state near you. And if it's really hurting people to be known as the Iroquois or to know Chiefs, if you have a dignified legal of an American chief that used to be in that town, that the town is named after, or a warrior which shows a spirit in which you engage in when challenged, to me that's remembering where you came from and remembering the people that were here before you. You continue with these, name everybody the Bulldogs. Name everybody the Wave. You know, you continue to have these innocuous names. Next thing you know, they're going to come from the name. If your town is named after an American Indian tribe that was there, for whatever reason they're not, they're going to have you change that. And then soon people will ask the question, by the way, who was here when we were here, when Columbus got here? I don't even remember. We don't even write in the history books anymore. There's no semblance. So I just think that it's a ridiculous waste of money.
But Brian, isn't Massapequa really pushing back on that?
My town is pushing back heavily on it because they're trying to say in a very significant way that Chiefs has looked at it as a point of pride, that there's no one's mocking the logo, and they give pictures and evidence of that. People are proud to be Chiefs, and they don't want to do it. So what they're going to do is deny educational funds from the state unless they change. So there's a bagel shop right next door to the school that's a private company. It's a white wall. Every year they have a student design the design, and it stays up, or every 2 years. It'll stay up for 2 years. They went ahead, the student designed it, and they put it on the wall. So it's there. The Chief is on the wall. Are they going to go arrest every kid that looks at it? Are you going to tell a private owner you can't do that? I don't think you can.
But, I mean, the school's going to give it up, though?
I don't know. They tend not to give in. We'll see. During the pandemic, they were the last to give in.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900.
Senator Kamer Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida's senior senator says it's important to push back against woke ideology wherever it appears in American society.
Senator Rubio says woke forces are showing no signs of slowing down on their own.
And I think the way we begin to stop it is standing up against it at every level.
Rubio sees historic parallels between today's radical left and the French Revolution.
They wound up running out of people to guillotine.
Rubio says today it seems nobody is safe in their job, reputation, or property once they run afoul of the woke mob.
It's become a hysteria, and people are learning the hard way that they won't stop. There's no institution or individual, no matter how woke you are, eventually they'll come for you.
It's among the points Senator Rubio makes in his new book, Decades of Decadence. Bob Agner reporting.
Eviction filings are far above pre-pandemic levels in many cities across the country as pandemic relief disappears and inflation causes rents to spike. According to the latest data from the Eviction Lab, filings in some cities are running as much as 50% above levels seen prior to the pandemic. The collapsed bridge span of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia is on track for a rapid repair. Jackie Quinn has more.
President Biden came to Philadelphia for an aerial tour of the damage to Interstate 95, where a truck fire beneath an overpass last weekend caused a collapse. With him, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, who announced,
"We will have I-95 reopen within the next 2 weeks.
weeks.
The president, who says he's made the highway repair a top federal priority, praised the union workers who've been rushing to get it done.
Union crews have been hard at work 24/7 since the crash.
Biden's Philadelphia trip included a rally with union members as he steps up his reelection campaign. I'm Jackie Quinn.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Tensions between the government and the volatile cryptocurrency industry reopened after two new lawsuits filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission against the world's biggest crypto exchanges.
The lawsuits were filed against Binance and Coinbase. It's the latest in an ongoing tussle between government officials who describe the crypto industry as the Wild West and creators of digital assets who seek to legitimize cryptocurrency as a currency of the future. Industry leaders say that with their latest actions, U.S. regulators are now more clearly signaling that they seek to ensure that cryptocurrency has no room in the traditional financial system.
Jeremy House reporting. June 17, 1963, the Supreme Court in the Abington School District versus Shimp struck down 8-1 rules requiring the recitation of the Lord's Prayer or reading biblical verses in public schools. Townhall.com. Some scary mail in Kansas.
Officials say letters containing suspicious white powder have been sent to lawmakers and other officials across the state. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says no injuries have been reported among the 30 letters delivered thus far. Authorities say the letters each contain a return address of either Kansas City, Kansas, or Topeka. The investigation continues. Jason Walker reporting.
A man who fled Arkansas in 1841 seeking freedom in Canada, only to be forcibly returned to the U.S., has now been honored with a historical marker in the city where he once labored. Canada has never sent another fugitive from slavery back to the U.S. A marker honoring Nelson Hackett has now been installed in Fayetteville's downtown square. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, final hour of the day, or this hour of the day. And the latest hour of the day is happening right now. Keep in mind, I'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight at Fox News tonight. And who knows what's going to be breaking by then. But we'll have news breaking within our show. A lot of activity in Capitol Hill and maybe in your house. Every single study shows that you care not about indictments, even not about the horse race. You care about the economy, energy, affordable college. And so when we do all these crazy indictments and political play, I think the average family listening to me right now says, kind of interesting, like the soap opera at home, the reality show I watch, but it has nothing to do with my life. So my hope is this show is about to do with your life. So let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
There's a reason for Democrats to be worried. I mean, you have Marianne Williamson. She's polling at like 5, 6, 7, 8%. Kennedy Jr., he's polling like 20% or so, almost as high as DeSantis is. He hasn't even run a campaign ad. He doesn't even have a campaign.
Well, 2024 gets another Republican contender, and Dems begin to deal with the reality that they are stuck with the Biden-Harris ticket. Let's discuss.
Number two.
I'm not surprised by the indictment, because that is a lower standard. It just requires reasonable cause that Penny committed a crime. But I've got to tell you, the Manhattan DA has a hard haul ahead.
Danny Penny indicted. The subway savior who grabbed Jordan Neely protecting other passengers on the train was indicted by a grand jury on murder two. We'll discuss this and the outrage of having a Manhattan DA named Alvin Bragg.
Number one.
This is a double standard. Brian, 60% of the country now thinks the Justice Department follows a double standard. You know why they think that? Because it's true, and Americans with common sense, despite the press not covering this, can see right through it.
That is Jim Jordan last night with me on Fox News Tonight. Biden and Trump legal troubles, maybe a hurdle but not a stop sign, as they both blaze a path to their nominations. We look at the cases in different ways. The media is covering it. Let's bring in Jillian Turner. And Jillian, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hi, Brian.
The one story, you know, we're covering the indictments. I get it. You know, we're covering Danny Penny, the subway, I think, hero. I understand it. The legal troubles on both, the way the media does it, I get it. But the story that people really should be focusing on is something you have a passion for, that's foreign policy, and our battle with China. We're basically begging to have a meeting in Beijing and getting scolded by even asking in the process. Listen to what John Ratcliffe said. He observed on being the DNI as well as being out of politics.
China is in a cold war with us, and we are not in one with them. And as a result, China is winning that cold war because this administration, and you've touched on this before, Maria, there could be a number of reasons for it. It may be an issue of cowardice. It may be an issue of competence in terms of the president's abilities.
Yeah.
Or it may be an issue of complicity. None of those are good. But clearly, China is gaining the upper hand and will for the next 2 years in this administration.
It seems like we got to get tougher. Could you talk about what's happening here? The biggest story last week was the admission that the Cubans have sold a portion of their country for billions of dollars to Cuba to set up China to set up a spy station.
Yeah, so those revelations came courtesy of the Wall Street Journal at the end of last week. Brian, they had this bombshell report that China has been operating a spy base out of Cuba since at least 2019, or at the very least, they have been trying to get this spy base up and running on Cuba since 2019. This is something that made front page headlines for a whole lot of reasons, some of which DNI Ratcliffe just laid out. Interestingly, what happened with this story, Brian, it became a story about White House mismanagement, because what happened was the report came out, John Kirby, National Security Council spokesperson, shot the reporting down in its entirety,
yep.
Said nothing in this report is true, received a lot of pushback from the media, a lot of questions. This was on Thursday. On Saturday, he came out, the administration sent out an anonymous source who told reporters, actually, it is true that this spy base has been set up since 2019. What's going on now is the Chinese are trying to revamp it. So there was an admission that part of the reporting actually was true. Since then, the White House has been facing a barrage of criticism for how they handled it.
So
they're hanging it on national security. They're saying, well, we didn't tell you guys because we felt like we couldn't at the time.
But you don't lie.
Correct.
What you say is you say, I'm not going to confirm any intelligence leak that may or may not be true. That's not what we do. You do it. You used to do this all the time. Not lie, but spin. You can't say all the national secrets just because someone asks a good question. But when you come out and say it's not true, you lose all credibility from here on in.
You know, to that point, something that DNI, the former DNI Ratcliffe, was telling you last night about the Cold War, how there's now a new Cold War with China, is something I'm hearing echoed by national security sources across this administration and across the Trump administration. Everybody seems to be on the same page saying China is ramping up its aggression towards the United States. I can list some of those things for you, your listeners are all familiar with this. Just in the last few weeks, Chinese harassing U.S. military planes in international airspace, harassing U.S. ships in international waterways. The spy base we just talked about, they violated U.S. sovereignty when they floated the Chinese spy balloon a few months ago. A whole lot of these things taking place at once is not a coincidence. It is part of a coordinated campaign. So this is why we're hearing this clarion call from Republicans and from the president's critics now, saying the United States needs an equally aggressive counterpunch strategy here.
And not begging for a meeting. They're the ones with the spy balloon that we shot down and got mad at us for shooting it down. They're the ones who poisoned the world with their pandemic and never admitted the origins. And we found out that it was the first three to get it were scientists at the Wuhan lab. And they're the ones who are harassing our fighter jets and trying to head off our destroyers. And yesterday, evidently, maybe you could tell us more, Jillian, our Secretary of State got a tongue-lashing on a phone call from the Chinese foreign minister and said Blinken was scolded. He told Blinken to respect China, stop interfering in internal affairs, stop undermining our sovereignty, and develop a true sense of competition. Really? And that we have to absorb this in order to get a meeting where probably nothing's going to be accomplished?
So that phone call happened yesterday between Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and the foreign minister, which is his Chinese counterpart. The reporting you mentioned comes in because after that phone call, both sides, you know, release a readout of the call. The U.S. readout was released yesterday, pretty standard. You know, they talked about a range of diplomatic issues and how to best cooperate on blah, 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 blah. The Chinese readout came, and it was openly hostile towards the U.S., the Biden administration, the Secretary of State. The Chinese said, we gave it to him, we scolded him, we, you know, said know this and know that. That's a lot of bluster. The Chinese are famous for doing that. That's their MO. Whether they actually said that on the call or not is anybody's guess. But what's interesting about that is the degree to which, think about it this way. The U.S. is sending their top diplomat, Tony Blinken, to their country to meet with them in person. Think about the frame of mind the Chinese government officials need to be in ahead of that trip to put out a readout that is so hostile. It's essentially the Chinese saying, look, we actually don't care if he comes or not. Even that, this bluster and a stupid readout, right, is like an indicator of where they are diplomatically. They are so aggressive that they are willing to risk the entire relationship, or so it would seem.
And the thing is not going to work by continuing to insist on talk. It just looks as weakness. We act like two people, mature people, are going to get in a room and work it out. But they're already showing that they have no interest in doing it. So why do we put ourselves in that compromising position? And it gives a sense of weakness for our allies, especially in the region where they're nervous already about their sovereignty. What are they thinking in Taiwan? Jillian, can you give us an update? And I have not read it anywhere. On how close we are to getting Taiwan the $33 billion worth of equipment and their new orders that they just put in for missile defense?
Yeah, well, a whole lot of delays involved in the delivery of weaponry to Taiwan. That is, if you look at the scheme of U.S. engagement around the world, that is pretty standard. But Brian, the reality is that when we need to get equipment and weaponry around the world quickly, we do it. The administration can lift roadblocks. The administration can cut red tape when they need to. That's not really happening when it comes to defending, helping Taiwan, you know, defend its sovereignty and fend off a potential invasion by China. At the same time, U.S. officials from General Milley to the Secretary of Defense are all insisting we are nowhere near China launching a ground invasion into Taiwan, trying to quell U.S. fears. I'm mentioning all this by way of giving you the context. I think that the U.S. government is trying to right now solidify around its position, which is calming the fears rather than stoking the fire. They want to project confidence that a ground war in Taiwan is not going to happen. Whether delaying shipments of weapons is part of that strategy, only people with, you know, top secret SCI clearances know the answer to that. But all my sources that I talk to in the administration say pay attention to the messaging right now, which is there's no war imminent, there's no panic, so we don't need to act urgently.
So, Leslie, I was kind of surprised to find out that we're having top secret meetings with Iran in Oman. There's been three meetings in particular. Mm-hmm. Iran wants access to the billions that we froze in the U.S. in exchange for getting hostages back and nuclear concession, and for exchange for the nuclear concessions on their part, because once again they claim that they can make a nuclear weapon. So, number one, is it in our best interest to do that? Do you know when you, that obviously rubs Israel the wrong way? And even though they are talking, they are the rival of Saudi Arabia in the region.
And there's no question, Brian, that Iran's government, not the Iranian people, but Iran's government, are a bad actor on the world stage. That everything that they stand for, everything that they pursue globally, is at odds with what the United States wants. The Biden administration's belief is fairly transparent. I mean, they say no matter what, diplomacy is always the way forward. Diplomacy is always the way to get things that we want. It is always better to talk to somebody than not talk to them. So they say we're engaging with Iran. We've been open from the days of the campaign that this is something we wanted to pursue. They wanted to revive the nuclear deal. They pursued that for more than a year before it finally fell apart once and for all. So now they're setting up, once again, these sort of backdoor diplomatic channels to try and keep the connection alive. I think they fear, the administration fears, that losing diplomatic constancy will ultimately cost us a lot more in national security than not talking to them. Obviously, Republicans disagree with this wholeheartedly. Republicans would say, we don't need them. What matters is being tough and deterring them from, you know, developing their nuclear weapons programs further and doing all kinds of terrible things around the world. You should absolutely not talk to them.
Right.
So what you think about this depends on, you know, what side of the aisle you stand on.
Yeah, I just think it's not in our national interest to deal with Iran, who's a terrorist nation, who are undermining, who are actually supplying the drones that are killing so many innocent Ukrainians right now to Russia. So they're applying them to Russia. We know in Syria, they actually attacked our bases. Their surrogates attacked our bases there. And they're working against us in Iraq, even though the Iraqis begin to realize we're better allies than them, while they continue to help the Abraham Accords take off, because most people feared and worried about Iran and knew right away, Gillian Turner, that Israel was never going to be a threat to them.
You're almost like a foreign policy expert.
Wow. To hear that from you.
I like how you took us around the world. That was very good. I learned something.
Wow. I did not know I could ever do that with somebody with your background. But so what are you going to, do you know what your schedule is this weekend? Where are you anchoring?
Oh, I'm off this weekend. I'm at the White House through the rest of today. I will be back reporting and anchoring next week starting on Monday.
Will you have a press conference today?
I will. I'll let you know what time.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I'd rather hear directly from you. And do you know what questions you're going to ask?
No, we're not having a White House press conference today. Sorry, I was making a joke about me giving a press conference.
Oh, yes, that would have been great.
We are going to hear from the president twice, though, just so you know. Once in the afternoon, once in the evening, but he's not planning on taking questions. But we will hear from the president.
Right. We love when he just walks away from questions. Why should he be accountable to the American people? I've always said that. Julian, thanks so much. I enjoyed our time together.
Me too. Thanks, Brian.
All right, go get him. 1-866-408-7669. The great Julian Turner joining us from Washington. By the way, that could have been a TV shot. We used a user from the TV booth. And then Andy McCarthy at the bottom of the hour. So glad you're here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum orders required. See site for details.
The help who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tech.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oatmeal caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A superhero dad that graduated from Montclair University in New Jersey makes the Dean's List. Desmond Durham is the perfect example of how hard work and determination pays off. The 36-year-old single father received his master's degree in educational leadership and was able to do this while juggling three jobs, taking care of his 9-year-old son, and being a full-time student. He says his son is why he's been so successful and the reason why he gets things done. When he's looking at him, he keeps on moving. Rachel Garver, a professor at Montclair, says she knew how much Desmond had on his plate and was so impressed with everything he's been able to handle at school and in his graduate work. Desmond says he would like to become a high school principal in his hometown of Newark, New Jersey, and to be a reflection for his students and a positive light. Desmond's mom, family, and son were there for his graduation. Congratulations, Desmond. You graduated and made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with composer Alan Menken, who I joined at the piano to talk about creating the music for the new live-action remake of The Little Mermaid.
What is the starting point for you, like when you're matching music to mood and tapping into
well,
that?
Well, yeah, but you're also putting it in a continuum of the score. Let's say we're going to Wild Uncharted Waters. Mm-hmm. We know that he's in a state of total roiling, so you're not going to give him the basic ballad. You have to be sensitive to that. So Wild Uncharted Waters. Da, 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 da. And so you're going into that world of his passions.
And just working with Lin-Manuel Miranda, what you learn from each other and how, combining your styles together.
He's very smart and creative. And both of us, you know, understand musical theater and how it works and how you need to structure it. So we had a ton of tools to work with.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Minister.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, there's something rotten about this prosecution, just like there was something rotten about the prosecution of Jose Alba, the bodega store worker who was defending himself. Daniel Penny's a good Samaritan. And if you listen to the witnesses' accounts of what happened, it defies logic that he's being prosecuted.
Yeah, and that is Bruce Blakeman, the outstanding Nassau County executive on Fox and Friends earlier today, talking about Danny Penny's being prosecuted. A grand jury said he should be charged for murder, too. Tracy, listening on WSKY. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how are you, Brian?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, you know, I just pretty much your entire show today, brother. It's, you know, it's pretty hot topics across the nation. But, you know, that's related to this, you know, Penny guy getting choked to death.
So, Tracy, you like the show?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen to your watch podcast, you know, and online all the time. And I've been following you a few years now.
Yeah,
so.
No, I appreciate it because we've been on there about 5 years.
Yeah.
And because of stations like WSKY, we're number three in the country now. So what's on your mind?
You know, I mean, obviously you're talking about this, you know, Daniel Penny. My phone's going a little crazy. You gotta recognize that when you're in a confined area like that, you know, you've got a United States Marine, you know, he signed his life away to serve, you know, his country and to provide freedom, you know, for those who think freedom is free. You know, and he paid the price.
And Tracy, wouldn't you like to know if you're in trouble that the guy next to you is a Marine? And has been
Absolutely.
Trained to take action and has been decorated
Absolutely.
In battle?
Absolutely. That, you know, I think that's the first part of this. And, you know, and then you look at history, right? I mean, just, you know, recently with all the attacks and everything going on in the New York City subway system, you know, I mean, the police are overburdened and, you know, they're understaffed and, you know, people are just going crazy.
I know, but I would say this, Tracy, it seems as though your police officers are backed in Florida. And maybe there's some cities where a mayor or two, but for the most part, I know so many cops that picked up and left and went to Florida because even if the pay isn't as great and the benefits are okay, it's just to be backed and appreciated for doing your job. You guys don't have subways, I get it, but you do have challenges.
Senator Kate Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
As president, the law that applies to this case is not the Espionage Act, but very simply the Presidential Records Act, which is not even mentioned in this ridiculous 44-page indictment. Under the Presidential Records Act, which is civil, not criminal, I had every right to have these documents.
Is that in fact true? I don't think Andy McCarthy thinks so, but that was part of what the president presented to his friendly audience two nights ago. And then we see where we go with this indictment and what the president can do from here. We did find out some backstory that he was advised by his to cut a deal when all this was going on last year. And instead, he listened to Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, according to the Washington Post story, who said that they don't, the feds don't have a case. Andy McCarthy joins us now, best-selling author, Fox News contributor, and he is also a great columnist. Andy, does the president have a good plan? Is that is he right?
Well, no, he's not. He's not right. But it's hard for me to believe, Brian, that Tom is the only one whispering his ear there, because, you know, he had lawyers. I don't know. I shouldn't say, because I'm not in the conversations, right?
Because I like Tom. He's a very innovative, hardworking guy.
And me both. I agree.
But if this story is correct, they said that every time the lawyer would say, listen, this is a mess, let's just get these documents back and end this, he'd say, no, they have no right to take them back. And Trump went with him, and they had dinner on Monday night.
Yeah, so here's the thing I think about that, Brian, just for what it's worth. First, Tom is not a lawyer. He's a very smart guy, but he's not a lawyer. And the second thing is, I think Judicial Watch has read too much into the, you know, they're the losing side in the so-called Clinton stock drawer case. And I think they, you know, in losing that case, I think they have read too much into what it means. To me, first of all, you know, when we're talking about the Clinton stock case, which you know, the president has kind of hooked up to the Presidential Records Act, and that's like collectively his defense here. It just seems to me that the politics of that case are probably more important than the law, in the sense that Judicial Watch finds out that these tapes exist between Clinton and the historian, Taylor Branch, that they made during Clinton's administration. Judicial Watch finds out about it in about 2009, and they make a Freedom of Information Act request and find out that the government doesn't have the tapes because Clinton never recorded them or archived them, and never even tried to, like, say they're personal records. He just took them. So, you know, they try to nudge the National Archives into getting the tapes back from Clinton. But the thing is, there's no power in the statute, in the Presidential Records Act, that allows NARA to either seize things or, you know, that's got to be done by the Justice Department or by Congress. And they didn't go to the Justice Department or Congress. So you said to yourself, why didn't they go to the Justice Department or Congress? And I think the simple answer is, at that period of time, if, you know, for those of us who remember it well, Obama had just been elected. The Democrats had overwhelming control of Congress. The attorney general was Eric Holder, who had been Bill Clinton's deputy attorney general. And Clinton was married to the Secretary of State. They weren't going to take any action against Bill Clinton. And the judge who caught the case was Amy Berman Jackson, who was an Obama appointee who had just gotten on the bench. She wasn't going to tell, you know, she, and this is 12 years after, by the time she rules on the case, it's 12 years after Clinton left the White House. They weren't going to, what were they going to do about it at that point? So I just think it's the politics of that is that it's so impossible that they were going to do anything under those circumstances at that point that I think it's a mistake to try to draw extravagant legal principles out of that, because, I mean, it's not even an appellate case. It's just a district court case. It's a one-off.
So evidently this attorney, Christopher Keis, wanted to quiet everything down in the fall.
Right.
And he approached the Department of Justice to see if they could negotiate some type of settlement that would preclude all the charges, hoping the attorney general and the department would wait and would go for an exit ramp, but to take the temperature down. But Trump was not interested. After listening to other lawyers who urged a more pugilistic approach, Keis never approached the prosecutors. Three people briefed on the matter said a special counsel was appointed months later. Those are the types of things that were done over a documents case where no one alleged. They had alleged he sold Iranian fight plans back to Iran or to the MEK that wants to overthrow the government or something like that. If he tried to make money off a Saudi thing, you know, that would have been a problem. But they're trying to say, okay, this is wrong, but there's no harm, no foul yet. And do you think that would have been an approach the Department of Justice might have entertained?
Yes, I do. I think that I think that up until the time that they only gave in June of 2022, after the grand jury subpoena had been issued, if he had given them everything instead of just giving them 38 documents and then they find out that he's still holding other stuff, I think he would not have been prosecuted. And I don't, you know, I think also they did something that I thought was sneaky in the search warrant. They included this statute that dealt with not just classified information or obstruction, but also all government records, like, you know, stealing government records. That was because, as we just discussed, there's no criminal enforcement provisions in the Presidential Records Act. So I think NARA and the FBI and the Justice Department decided to stick that crime in there to basically criminalize the Presidential Records Act to the extent that it allowed the FBI to get a criminal search warrant and seize not just the classified information, but all of his government boxes, which is why we see these pictures in the indictment of boxes and boxes, even though we're only talking about, what, like 600 pages of documents, right? I think once they got that stuff back, Brian, they weren't interested. The reason there's no, you know, that charge is not repeated in the indictment. So that suggests to me that they only wanted to get their stuff back. And I think as late as June of 2022, before the grand jury got misled, allegedly, if he had just given all the stuff back, I think this would have gone away. Because I think the Biden administration knows this is explosive. And my own view of it, for what it's worth, is that what they always really wanted to try to get him on is January 6th. I don't think I just don't think they were looking at this as.
Eddie, I trust your experience, but just my hunch is you don't put Jack Smith on this case, have him flip attorneys, allegedly. Put the hammer down, put the squeeze on all these witnesses, some of the aides close to him. If you're saying to yourself, let's just see how we can get the documents back. They seem to go for the jugular here.
Yeah, but Brian, let's remember, I agree with you, but let's remember the timeline. I mean, I started saying that I thought it was now certain that Trump would get charged in September of 2022. So what I'm talking about now is June of 2022, right, before this really goes south, when they only give 38 documents when he's got all this other stuff back. They don't even bring Smith into the case until November. He gets appointed in November. So I think that the Biden Justice Department had already decided to bring this case when they did the search warrant. I think at that point things had changed because the FBI, remember, the FBI didn't want to do the search warrant. The FBI wanted to ask President Trump for permission to search his place, and it was Brat in the National Security Division and other people in the Biden Justice Department who decided, no, we're going for it.
So real quick on Justice Cannon, a lot of people on the left feel as though she's going to be deferential to the president because he appointed her there. Also in Miami, according to Marco Rubio, she's only one of two judges that would be eligible. Evidently, there are a few judges down. They got some open positions there. So right. If they're worried about Judge Cannon and, you know, Smith goes for the – he's going for the win because he doesn't seem to win much, could they shift this case to New Jersey, being that now we know that he took some of this – some of the papers to New Jersey? Could they go for a friendly judge in New Jersey?
I don't think so. I mean, look, they wanted to do the case in Washington, right? The reason that they – which is where the grand jury was. And the reason they didn't is because some of these counts is only venue in Florida. You know, like to the extent he was holding 31 documents illegally in a place is the allegation. The venue on that is Florida. So I just, you know, these complaints about Judge Cannon, I have to say, Brian, I was a prosecutor for 20 years. There's a lot of judges in New York who I think were excellent judges, and there were some of them that were kind of mediocre judges. A lot of them were pro-defendant. Do you think that every time I got a case that was spun out to a judge that happened to be like have pro defense leanings and wasn't a very good judge, that I filed a motion to do with the court to, like, get the judge recused or move the case someplace. You know, be a big boy, strap up your, you know what, and let's go. You go to trial and you do the best you can. You know, you can't. The judge is the judge. You got to just deal with the judge.
Don't complain about the refs and the field and the stadium and the traffic before the game gets started. Just find a way to win. There's always excuses. Number two, Chris Christie said something yesterday that I found interesting. He believes that this thing could see the courtroom in January. And I did not hear that speculation elsewhere because it looks like they'll waive their right to a speedy trial and get close to November if Trump gets the nomination. Why would any judge want to interfere with the outcome of a general election?
I don't see any possibility that this case, because they indicted it more as an espionage act case than an obstruction case, I don't see any possibility that this case can go to trial before the November 2024 election, because the way classified information cases work, you have to litigate all the admissibility issues under the Classified Information Procedures Act prior to trial. And those are very long litigations. I was mentioning to someone before, I had a CIPA, Classified Information Procedures Act, I had an issue like that in the Blind Shake case. It took us 18 months, Brian, to litigate it. It was less complicated than what we're dealing with here. And by the end of it, I read a 9-line stipulation to the jury at the trial, but it took 18 months to get there. And that was just with one discrete issue. So that was a situation where neither I nor the defendants had four other trials to worry about. You know, this was the only game in town for us. Besides the complexity of this case, Trump has three or four other litigations that he's got going at the same time. I just don't see how this case gets to trial.
All right, I want you to hear what Chris Christie told me here, and not many people agree with him here, but you're Andy McCarthy. Let's see what you said. 27. If you get it, would you pardon the president?
I think it's impossible to answer that right now and be fair. Remember, the pardon power is the power to say if you think someone's been treated unfairly, if you think there's not been a fair trial. You have to consider all those things. I can't imagine if he gets a fair trial that I would pardon him. I can't imagine that I would. Remember the other problem. To accept a pardon, you have to admit your guilt to accept a pardon. You have to say, yes, I was wrong, and I accept the pardon. I can't imagine Donald Trump would ever do that.
Do you have to accept that you were wrong to accept a pardon?
Yeah, so I think what Governor Christie is doing there, I wrote about the pardon issue the other day. And I did hear what Governor Christie said. I think what he's saying, Brian, is what the guidelines are for the Department of Justice pardon attorney, where the Justice Department takes the position that if you want to apply for a pardon, you have to ask for it, and it's got to be like after your proceedings are over and after your sentence is done, and they expect you to exhibit some contrition. And, you know, there's a whole formula for it. The thing is, the pardon power constitutionally doesn't belong to the Justice Department. It belongs to the president.
Right.
So, for example, Abraham Lincoln mass pardoned Confederate soldiers in the Civil War. Jimmy Carter mass pardoned draft deserters in connection with the Vietnam War, you know, draft dodgers. The president has the power to pardon whether somebody's been charged or not. The president has the power to pardon even if somebody doesn't ask for a pardon, and, you know, whether or not it looks like there's going to be a case or not. Now, the president can't give a prospective pardon. In other words, you can only pardon based on some crime that's already been committed. And the president can only give a federal pardon, so it doesn't have any effect on any state proceedings. But what Governor Christie said isn't wrong. It's just what he's regurgitating are the Justice Department guidelines for a pardon, and the president is not limited by the Justice Department's guidelines.
Yeah, let's see if it gets to that point. But if there's one thing you could do to make sure, if the president, for whatever reason, doesn't get the nomination, and you want to make sure that he still stays with the team, the Republicans, you just say, hey, listen, if Trump gets in, I pardon him. If I win, I pardon him, and then Trump will be the full force of his followers. So it's one way to If he doesn't get the nomination, that's one way to keep him on the team.
Yeah, well, what I said in the piece I wrote about this is, if I was a candidate and I was asked, are you going to pardon Trump? My answer would be, has President Trump asked for a pardon? Because actually, in public, most people think if you ask for a pardon, that means you implicitly did it and you think you need a pardon. And most people who are not guilty want to get vindicated in court.
Yep.
If you get pardoned, people assume that you committed the act. So I wouldn't presume that he wants a pardon. I would listen if he asked for one, but I wouldn't.
Right.
I'd want to hear it from him.
I think with every fiber in his being, he does believe he's 100% correct. And I've talked to him a couple of times offline. There's no way he thinks he did anything wrong.
I doubt he wants a pardon then, Brian. Because if he gets a pardon, people will say he did it.
Andy McCarthy, you're the best. Thank you. Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
Poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stand Up to Cancer united leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work. One answered it was a sense of responsibility and purpose. Another said it's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives. Stand Up to Cancer connects the best and the brightest in the field to find new and better treatments for people impacted by cancer. So join this critical effort and help fund life-saving cancer research at standuptocancer.org.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My dad taught me that you get to choose your battles, and I am choosing the biggest one of my life. I'm going to run for president. I'm going to run for your children and mine.
And that is Mayor Suarez. He is going to be running for president of the United States. I mean, he really has Miami thriving. He has was the head of all mayors for about a year. He is different from DeSantis. They don't get along great. He has originally voted for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over Trump. She says, I've gotten a chance to see him, see his policies. I've come around on that. He's going to have Kellyanne Conway amongst his informal and formal advisors, and he's going to launch. And he's going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow. We'll probably get him on here again. Pretty tight with him. He had a lot to do with, I think, you know, getting that stadium built in Miami where Messi will now be calling home, as well as the Marlins getting their stadium too. And he, as a Hispanic man of Cuban descent whose parents escaped from that horrific island under that horrific government, he really appreciates this democracy. Spent a lot of time with him. I have a great feature on him with the history of Little Havana. He joined me in Little Havana before I really had a chance to know him. Extremely impressive, very comfortable, very successful in business. And I think he's going to be formidable. Man, he's definitely charismatic. So look for that. Another talented person on the right. Can't really say that for now on the left. See you tonight at 8.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.